The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch or a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is international superstar Flip Gordon, and you are listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn! Woo!
This thing on. Listen, there are no imitators. There are no duplicators. We're not some jobber fill-in rejects from some Hall of Fame that nobody cares about.
Whoa!
The Shining Wizards are back live on the Rant.
We're live.
Rantium Radio. Shining Wizards Matt here.
Oh, Kevin is in the building as well. That is me.
Tony.
Me.
Tony's
KJG.
Here.
I'm cowering in the corner. I'm
and
scared.
Now he's Tony. Frightened. Doesn't have to do anything because there's two more people here, so he can sit back. He can go Indian style. He can look up that
Indian having, like woo woo or dun dun
like Chief Rollum Dice,
like Mickey James Indian.
That was
you weren't surprised that Kevin Nash is like Native American.
No, I was. He's surprised. From Michigan. Isn't Michigan a big?
You know Kevin Nash says hi to you.
Cesspool of cesspool Native Jesus. Americans.
Yes.
How does he say hi to us?
Hey, how are you?
Oh God.
Come on, Matt. Where's the soundboard, buddy?
3 seconds and Tony gets the first bomb of the night.
Idiots.
Good song. Is this his first one?
All right. I will say.
Oh, boy.
Thoughts? If you cut out the first hour of the show, the rest of it is... you know what, Tony? I got something cool.
Shout out to Mega Powers, though. He had me rolling for
He had me rolling.
For what I listened to.
Did you hear his booking of Tito Santana?
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, that's the best part. That's the coup de grace, bro.
Look at this book I got today.
Wait a minute.
That's Wrestling at the Garden?
Wait, that's my book. He
brand
took my
new.
Book for me.
I just got it today.
Brand new book written by Chief Rollum Dice,
give me my
Kevin
book.
Nash.
So
and
this is
and Phil Rea.
It's part of Gay Christmas.
Gay Christmas. Yum.
Tony gives David a picture of a dead black guy on a t-shirt. And Tony gets a book about boring wrestling in New York.
Yes, boring wrestling.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's see.
Boring wrestling.
Jack Darrow, Toots Mont,
Toots
Bronco
Mont.
Nagurski, Lou Darrow, and Vincent Lopez.
That's a legacy wing Hall of Famer right there, Toots Mont.
Do you know who Toots Mont is?
This looks like a fucking barn burner of a book.
Wow. He has no idea about wrestling history.
I would wipe my ass with this
He does not remember his roots, Kevin.
Yowza.
Shame, shame, shame.
My roots? Why am I supposed to know about a wrestler from 1940?
Because it's part of the heritage and the history of wrestling.
Take your dumb
I bet
back.
You know every friggin' Met that played in 1969.
Hey, bitch, you know
right?
this. Hey, bitch, you know that.
Jackass.
That's a...
Hey, what do you know,
well,
Mike?
Well played. Well played, Tony. Not a
from
bad
when?
One.
Since when?
He doesn't know.
Since when?
Fucking quiz!
69, their first World Series.
Ooh, look at you.
Look at that, Tony, with the baseball sports guy.
But we're not going to bore you with boring, useless conversation like soda pop and stupid kids in the hall movies.
I want to dip my balls in it.
Like you two tarts did last week.
That was the state. Never mind. I think it was the state.
Probably. It was one of those dumb shows. Oh, wow. You really turned. Turn your mic on.
Turn my mic on!
That's it. Turn up the Tonka. We didn't hear it enough.
Why? What do you got against the Tonka?
This reminds me of that Superstars video game, or Super WrestleMania Nintendo.
I'm surprised you didn't play the World Wrestling Federation.
The Revolutionary Force.
I can't control
for over 50 years. The Revolutionary Force in sports entertainment.
Be dead again! All right, how are you going to make fun of me pressing all the buttons last week when you just pressed all the fucking buttons?
You weren't even here last week.
I know, you were like, oh, Matt's not here, mush all the buttons at the same time.
It's true.
Yeah.
I speak the truth.
I listened to about 20 minutes of that dog
not
shit.
The news.
And I was in traffic and I decided if I'm going to die today, I might as well die listening to the rest of this dog shit episode.
Really?
And, yeah, we had the guy on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the hooker guy. Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Matt,
I want to be a member of the Turnbuckle
nothing.
Throwbacks.
You see, I try to bring a little culture and history to
did
the
you get
podcast.
A pizza too? Did you have pizza?
We're here with the Hall of Famer from the Rant, Mega Powers.
Hey, are you a Hall of Famer from the Rant?
No.
You know what? I don't think so.
That carries about as much weight as Kevin.
That's right. I'm a very skinny guy. That's the punch
He's
of the joke.
Fat! No, I'm fat.
Kevin's He's fat!
Kevin's not fat.
In your face!
Yeah, in your face. There you go. In your face.
In your face.
Well.
I digress. And then he's got qualms.
No, you can't digress when we didn't have a topic to begin with.
He's got qualms with Garrett Bischoff. How dare he?
Oh, that's his problem, not my
How
problem.
How rude.
I love Garrett Bischoff. Aces and eights, baby.
Although I will say, I was telling Kevin on the ride down, out of all the people I expected to see at the NRA convention with my wife, Garrett Bischoff was the last person. And he was talking to somebody while my wife was checking out the
Gun
company,
show.
Whatever he was doing.
Oh, that was so good. no salt. Like Lou Ferrigno.
And I was like, I'm like, oh, that's Garrett Bischoff. He used to be a wrestler. And she's like, go talk to him. I'm like, he's talking to somebody right now. So she's like, excuse me, will you take a picture with my husband? He's a big fan.
Well, she must have heard about the way you approached his father and said, hey, what are you thinking of that, those DVDs coming out, eh?
Yeah, the Wonder Years box set.
Hey,
fuck you. I got
it's a hot item.
I got him to call in on your birthday, and Kevin bringing that up ended that whole birthday conversation.
No,
for
well,
you.
You
kind of did. You really should have been on that.
Yeah. Well, he had a motive.
Oh, shit.
He had a motive. He knew he wasn't going to spend. Hey, he sang happy birthday to you.
He basically gave Kevin right? the I have to walk my dog exit.
The Raven.
Nice.
So that's what we call the Raven effect.
So have we all had a guest do the I have to walk my dog to us yet? Did you have anybody ever bail on you?
I don't think so.
Well, we had three that night.
I tell you what, though. We could have talked to Sonny Ono for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, but he had to go. He was doing busy work.
He was doing busy.
You must go
I
now.
Do busy.
Yeah, racist Kevin in the house.
That's a Seinfeld line.
You must go now.
So Garrett Bischoff, cool. Next day, Eric was there, but we didn't go to the convention the next day.
Well, because there were no DVDs that came out. That's why.
Because they weren't allowed in again.
And then as per Kevin's Lou Ferrigno joke, Lou Ferrigno no-sold my wife. So that was pretty...
Well, the irony of the situation is that Lou Ferrigno no-sold your wife, and you're wearing a Superstar Billy Graham shirt, and he oversold your wife.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oof. I can't believe you're wearing that.
You know what? I like this shirt. It's very comfy.
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, it looks comfortable.
And one of you guys gave
I
it
gave
to
it
me.
To
Kevin
you.
Gave it
yeah.
to
That's
me.
That's right.
I don't wear the shirts Tony gets me.
I know. I got you a good shirt. What did I get you this year?
You got me a Bobby Lashley shirt. He has no face.
Yeah? What did I get you this year?
Well, Christmas hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I got your Sheamus DVD.
Yep.
You should talk to Bischoff about that.
I think it's still
my garage door. Loves it, by the way.
It's either still in this bag.
Is it keeping your garage door open or closed?
Yep.
Oh, did you get me a t-shirt this year?
Yeah.
Was it a WWE one?
I got, well, I know.
You do a lot of the gay WWE shirts.
You got me, I know you got me a Zack Ryder, I still woo woo woo, and an Elite shirt.
Okay. And I got you a Nia Jax shirt.
I'm not like most girls. What did I get you? I don't even remember. Oh, I got your Bret Hart shirt.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
And it was a cool shirt.
All right, you're right. Actually, I did look at it today when I was going to find a t-shirt to wear for tonight.
Yeah, I was going to wear a Wizard shirt, but it's just way too hot outside.
Someone bought a Wizard shirt, according to Shining Wizards Matt.
By the way, people that ordered the shirt before Easter, I will be making phone calls this weekend.
Oh, God. Still, I'm that's still
call,
a thing?
Yes. I'm going to call everyone.
If I knew it was going to take this long, I would have done it.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, you're
right. A liar.
Yeah, you're right.
Kevin Garifo, star of the Dumbfellas podcast. New episode tomorrow.
Thursday.
On new episode Thursday.
That's right.
Available on the Shining Wizards Network.
Wow, you're awful.
Shut the fuck up, dude. At least I'm plugging the
Shut
guy.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I would have said, Kev, anything to plug? Nope. Too far in the future.
In the far.
We're 10 minutes into the show.
Oh, really?
And you got nothing you want to talk about. You just want to plug Kevin.
Well, I want to ask Tony a question.
I've got stuff to talk about, but go ahead.
Oh, did the pictures move?
Tony, that's basically what my question is going
did
to
they
be.
They move?
Tony, like, I need to ask.
Down the wall?
No, you're just sitting next to them now as opposed to away from them.
Is there any...
So they're closer to you because you're sitting closer to them. Go ahead.
Right. Is there any plan?
No, there's not. Next.
You're not going to put the rest of the pictures
Yes.
I don't know.
To reinstate...
Summer project. I got to get a picture of Dave framed for up there. I'm going to put the Rant Hall of
Dave
Fame
who?
On the left.
Oh, Mega?
Yeah.
Oh, good. At least I know where to take a shit when I come over.
A boo.
You put that with the Seamus DVD holding my garage door open.
Oh, yeah, can we take this Mick Foley autograph and just put me over Dave?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I don't have to direct the show tonight, so I'm just going to be Grumpy Tony. And I'm going to sit like this, and I'm going to go into the microphone.
Can we take a break real quick?
We'll be back.
Are you going to yell at me?
Hustle, respect, loyalty, all the things I want to be.
Is Adam Sandler?
Got you down for that 1, 2, 3. Knock you out, now you can't see me. Johnny Cena.
No, I downloaded Jason Sands' album today.
I love the John Cena.
Who's Jason Sands?
Who's that?
This guy?
Did you see
Jason
what Bret Hart did? Gave his sunglasses to a kid. Now that kid grew up real big. He's got a family. He's got a house. He's not retarded anymore. That's the power of Bret Hart's glasses.
You know what I'm talking about,
I have no idea who this is. Guy?
Are you serious?
He's awesome, though. I'm looking him up on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I thought he posted up to our page like about a month ago when he released his album. It's like a bunch of 20-second songs about wrestlers.
That's amazing.
Do you have another one?
Oh, I got tons of them.
Hey, play one more.
All right, here
play
we go.
A good one. That was good.
Here we go.
The Nature Boy Ric Flair, woo-woo-woos, woo-woo-woo, all over you. You woo-woo-woo in a zoo-zoo-zoo. You woo-woo-woo with the flu-flu-flu. You woo-woo-woo, take a doo-doo-doo. You woo-woo-woo, Christian or Jew.
I'll play more later. I got a few more. I'll pepper them in.
One more. This is fucking great.
One more? All right, I'm going to save a good one for
hold
later.
Hold on. Let me say something real quick. No disrespect. To this guy. This is something that any one of us could have came up with.
Yeah, but we didn't.
I know.
That's the point.
Which is, if I knew how to play the guitar, I would do this. Actually, we kind of did.
We could probably come up with something like this.
Anyway, play another one.
All right, this is the last one for now.
Boy, a man from parts unknown. That's his home. He's got a nice couch and he lives alone.
Where can you find this album?
I think it was jasonsanes.com.
Sanes.
Can we get him on the show?
It's on Bandcamp. Let me pull up the actual page. The name of the album is Chokeslam My Heart. His last name is spelled Saenz. Oh, it's at jasonsanes.bandcamp.com. He's on Facebook.
All right.
So you could find him on Facebook. Jasonsanes.com is also the website.
A little friend request action here.
He's awesome, dude. Chokeslam My Heart.
Does he have a following?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I want him on the show.
That's awesome.
Where does he live? Parts unknown. Is that his home?
Yes, also known as Los Angeles.
Oh, that's too far. But we can get him on the show via
well, you know, he's,
via the Skype vehicle.
Trying to make a name for himself.
Listen, I enjoyed what I heard.
There's more. I'll bring you some more later. Don't worry about it.
Does he have a YouTube page?
Oh, Kev, come on. What am
is
I?
Is this what he looks like?
I don't know. What the
Is
fuck?
Is that him? I believe so. But on the album cover, he's got the warrior paint on his face.
Jason Sensation.
Yeah, that's probably him. Let me see what you got there. I'm leaning in.
God, this is just a Facebook page.
He kind of looks like Jason Mewes, right? a little bit.
Send this guy a friend request.
He's friends with Gethard.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy.
You all know him? I thought we all had a talk with him like a month ago when the album came out. You guys
I don't know.
He probably did. He's a comedian. I know him.
Send a friend. Oh, Kevin knows everybody. There we go. Look at that. Get him on the show, Kev.
Oh, I love that. That was hysterical, Tony. That's a good pull. That's a good find.
Yeah. I pulled more things than
86 mutual friends, all of which are comics.
Holy cow. Kevin knows this guy and didn't even know it.
Kevin's got friends, everybody. Hey.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Kevin's got friends. He's on the show. He don't even know. He doesn't know.
Oh, God.
Kevin's going to drink some more tonight at the Brown Bear Pub, West O.
All right. If you're listening, can we...
What? You want more?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought you wanted to save some for later. $1 million man, $1 million, $1 million dollar man,
$1 million, $1 million, $1 million dollar man. He's got a diamond belt. He's got a black dude. He's got a cool beard. He's got a bad tude. He'll put you to sleep. You're going to have to pay. $1 million dollar man always gets his way. Ha ha ha.
I was about to say, that song is actually like a real song until the ha ha ha.
Well, that's the $1 million man's laugh.
Oh, man.
Well, fantastic. You could find The Price of Fame at Walmart.
Well, there you go.
Sponsored the old Pritchard podcast for a week.
All right, what do you guys want to talk about? What do you want to get into?
How about wrestling?
Whatever you want to talk about, buddy. I see you got some notes over there.
I didn't watch Raw, but I did some spelunking in the news sites today.
Spelunking. All right. Well, what do you got in your spelunking adventure, Tony?
Well, apparently when Davey Boy Smith Jr. isn't throwing hot coffee at former superstars and Hall of Famers, he's reuniting with the Hart Dynasty while the WWE's over in jolly old England this past week. Yeah, apparently he got reunited with BJ Bilson and Natty Neidfart, and they had a good
time
together.
Why do you have to be disrespectful?
I'm just being silly.
No, you're being disrespectful. And you made fun of Roddy Piper's fake hip last week. How dare you disrespect the dead?
Oh, you know, Matt. Oh, I hurt my hip. I was riding my motorcycle, you know, and I fell off because I thought I saw Virgil in the road. I was trying not to hit him, you know.
Not bad, not good.
All right.
Come on, that was good.
That was
interesting.
Awful. Come on, that was a good Piper.
No, it was bad Piper.
I think your Kamala was better last week.
There you go.
No, he did like a...
Stick with what brought you to the dance, Tony.
He did like a Kamala voice.
Oh, the James Harris voice.
Yeah.
Push it and pull it. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Do you want to see the gun? We could do it the easy way or hard way.
You took... Can I see your notes? Could you hold your notes up to me? Like,
good luck reading them. You're just like a fucking doctor.
I just want to know, like, where in... Like, what? At what point in your head did you decide that that was the biggest story of the week?
That's just the first thing I put down. That's okay. This is all stuff that I came across.
That's what she said.
All in sells out.
There you go. Don't bury the lead, Tony. That's what's up.
I don't know if that's the lead.
That's the lead, brother.
That's huge, dude.
The sports resellers wound up buying up a bunch of the tickets from what I've been reading. So what we're normally
doesn't matter. Sold out is sold out.
No, I'm just saying, though, some poor slob who really wanted to go see that show is going to wind up paying like $10,000 for front row seats.
Dems the breaks. You can grab them cakes.
You can eliminate the word poor because it's just a bunch of slobs. That's what we are.
All right, but let me ask you a question. Didn't they book an entire weekend of autograph sessions and whatnot to go along with this?
Yeah.
So they have a ton of talent coming in for the show, right?
Yes.
Now, was this supposed to be just their guys, or were they looking to bring in like I don't know, older wrestlers, Hall of Famers, guys that have been established, legends,
TBD.
Things like that?
Well, Rey Mysterio is going to be there.
I thought Macaulay Culkin's booked, too.
All right, starcast.com.
There you go.
That's the podcast convention.
All right.
Oh, so wait, so that have anything to do with
All-In? No, it's not. Starcast is the whole convention idea.
Right.
That's
Conrad's deal.
They have Podcast Row.
But is that associated with All-In?
Yes.
Because that's what High Spot Podcast is involved in, aren't they?
They're not involved in it. They're going to it.
Okay, but they're involved. I mean, they're going to be part of the row.
Yes.
What I've been hearing, seeing.
Yeah. Yes. Why did your mic just cut out?
Because I kind of looked at you.
Oh, okay.
So
here's who's announced.
Okay.
Cody, for StarCast.
Yes, StarCast. Appearing at StarCast.
That's the convention and the podcast. It's a wrestling podcast convention with vendors that'll have guests.
StarCast is WrestleCon.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
So here's who's there.
Uh-oh.
Cody, the Bucks, Marty Scurll, X-Pac, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Terry Funk, DDP, Christian, Bruce Pritchard, Eric Bischoff, Conan, Jeff Jarrett, Lex Luger, Macaulay Culkin, and Matt Cohen. Billy Gunn, Animal, Jerry Lawler, Tony Schiavone, J.J. Dillon, Tully Blanchard, Sean Mooney, Matt Jackson, Colt Cabana, Nick Jackson, Dutch Mantel, Ron Funches, Teddy Long, Papa Buck.
Ron who?
Ron Funches, the comedian.
Oh, okay.
Papa Buck, that's the Young Buck's father. Dave Penzer, Ron Simmons, Joey Janela, and Penelope Ford. Jay Lethal, James Ellsworth, Blue Meanie, Wade Keller, and Bruce Mitchell, Hurricane Helms, Disco Inferno, Shane Douglas, Medusa, R.D. Reynolds, Mikey Whipwreck, Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake, Leva Bates, Marty and Sarah, Noel Foley, Robbie E., Cody Rhodes' dog, Brandy Rhodes, Dave Meltzer, Brian Alvarez, and Kevin Sullivan.
Now, I also heard last week on Eric Bischoff's podcast, he shit all over the authors of the death of WCW.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of that podcast.
Well, that was at the beginning. So he was shitting on Brian Alvarez and R.D. Reynolds, R.D. Reynolds of WrestleCrap fame. And apparently they're having a panel at this.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, so they're going to be on the panel together debating, I don't know.
Well,
how
Conrad
they
is
are.
In charge of the whole StarCast thing, from what I understand. That's his deal.
I'm just a mortgage guy. I don't know. Yeah. I can't do a Conrad Thompson.
He's not just a mortgage guy anymore.
No, not anymore.
And then I think Vince Russo wanted to be...
He's a future Rant Hall of Famer.
Bro, you got to let me in, bro.
Vince Russo wanted to do it, and Cody said no.
Bro, I'm WCW, bro. Let me in, bro.
So all...
We'll do a podcast on a pull match, bro.
All In is sold out.
Yep.
That's pretty remarkable, no matter which way you slice it.
Now,
I slice
question.
It. Yeah. Six ways.
CM Punk.
He's doing a signing at Pro Wrestling Tees.
That day?
That weekend. That weekend.
So he will not be involved?
I cannot confirm or deny.
I feel like he's got to be. I mean, right now, they already sold their tickets. They can do whatever they want.
But do you think any of those tickets were sold on speculation that Punk might be there?
No. I think it was just sold off of the fact that
I agree.
The Bucks, Cody, Kenny Omega, Okada, and Rey Mysterio Jr. Announced as the participants to the show.
I
plus
had nine surgeries.
All that extra talent that's going to be there for StarCast.
See, now is Janela's on it too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's all in.
And
Cody will take on Nick Aldis for the NWA
Championship. Now here's. Now this is my thing.
You name the fucking show. Matt has his period.
That was last week?
No, this week. Now, airing on the Rant.
Matt has his period.
Great. All right. Fantastic.
What are your thoughts on that match? Cody Rhodes versus Aldis.
I think it's great.
Is it for the NWA Championship?
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, that's sweet. I think it's awesome. Honestly, I'm really pulling for the NWA to build something back up. I really am.
I think Nick Aldis is a nice placeholder.
Cody Rhodes is going to...
I think...
Hey, he's no Tim Storm.
How dare you?
I wouldn't mean how dare I. Tim Storm was awesome.
You disrespect Tim Storm.
I'm not disrespecting him. I thought he was awesome. I got much love for Tim Storm.
But when you heard all this All In talk, did you see, like, in your mind, you're like, oh my God, you know it's going to be a great match on this show? Cody Rhodes versus Magnus.
Well, they just
did
announced
you think
it.
That?
They just announced it the other day.
No, I know, but like, did you ever think that that was going to be the match we're going to get?
Look, if I was buying tickets for this show, I wasn't buying them for Cody Rhodes. Sorry.
Who are you buying them for? Omega?
Omega, maybe the Bucks, some of these other guys, Colt Cabana maybe, you know.
Colt
Cabana?
No, I'm kidding.
Relax. I mean, with all due respect to Colt Cabana. Yeah.
Jesus, what are you friggin' like the Colt Cabana club over
here? I'm a big Colt guy. Big Colt guy.
So wait, you're not... Have you seen any of the Cody stuff since he left?
Yeah.
WWE.
You know what? Cody's fine, but to me, he's in the Jeff Jarrett role right now in the whole Bullet Club scheme of things.
No, he's not.
I don't think
he's
he is.
He's a good hand.
Hold on.
I'm not fucking crazy.
Hold
what are you talking about?
On.
This is my opinion.
Yeah, but what is your opinion based on? Just the one time you watched the New Japan show?
Yes. Yes.
So you know nothing.
Cody's a total heat magnet, dude.
That's fine. I just would not go see the show. Cody Rhodes is not selling me a ticket to that show. Sorry, he's not.
Nobody is. They're all sold out.
Well, fucking A.
But like, my question is, Cody Rhodes is like the guy. Like,
no, Kenny Omega could be the guy. The Young Bucks could be the guy. I don't think Cody Rhodes is selling a bunch of tickets to that show
right,
by
I'll
himself.
I'll give you the fact that this show is sold based on the group, the core group that is involved in it. But Cody Rhodes spearheaded the whole thing.
Okay. Vince McMahon spearheads WWE. That doesn't mean people are buying tickets to see him.
In the Attitude Era, they could have been.
Well, they wanted to see Austin kick his ass, so, I mean, I guess good point.
I guess, I mean, you're...
I get what you're saying. To me, Cody's not the draw of the show. He's not. He put it together, and he did great work doing that. I'm not taking that away from him, but he's not the draw of the show, dude. People in Chicago want to see Kenny Omega. They want to see the Young Bucks.
I think that speaks to the credit of the talent involved, is that there is no one person that is the draw of this show.
I just don't think Cody's one of those guys that drew for the show. I just don't.
Well, I mean, all right. I mean, it's hard for me to argue that it's the Young Bucks and not Cody. It's hard for me to argue that it's Kenny Omega and not Cody.
I think it's a collective.
That's what I'm saying. My point is that...
Right, you guys believe what you want.
All right, so you think the Young Bucks sold tickets to this show?
Absolutely.
I think they all equally...
I'm so sorry. But you think that if Cody Rhodes... If this was a Young Bucks produced show, Cody Rhodes isn't on it, Kenny Omega's not on it, it's the Young Bucks and it's Nick Aldis. The Young Bucks are selling out 10,000 people?
Who else is on the show?
I just went over the whole fucking thing.
But who else is on the show that would be a huge name? Like, who else would people want to... Rey Mysterio?
What is your definition of huge name right now, though? Because the Bullet Club is the biggest thing in professional wrestling, and Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks...
By far.
Marty Scurll... Kenny Omega and Paige, that's the genesis of All In.
When was the last time Kenny Omega wrestled in Chicago?
I can't tell you that.
When was the last time the Young Bucks wrestled in Chicago? I bet you it was a long time before Cody Rhodes last wrestled in Chicago.
It's probably not.
I'm telling you, look, you want to take them as a collective, fine, but most people are going there to see Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. That's all there is to it.
I think this is going to sound like a cop-out, cheap-ass answer. I really do think it is the product of the collective group. I really do. I don't think the Young Bucks by themselves are selling out a 10,000 seat arena. I don't think Kenny Omega is selling out a 10,000 seat arena.
Yeah, but now there's so many other people involved.
I think I don't think Cody Rhodes by himself is selling out a 10,000 seat arena. I think the combination of Kenny Omega, Young Bucks, Cody Rhodes, Marty Scurll throw in there, the Bullet Club
hey,
brand.
Hey, just so you know, 2 days ago was the last time the Young Bucks wrestled in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Ring of Honor.
Eat a dick.
All right, when did the tickets go on sale for this thing?
Saturday. Sold out in an hour.
Sunday, wasn't it?
Sunday. Okay, Saturday was MLW.
Okay, so the tickets sold out for this before they wrestled in Chicago, so there you go.
No.
Yeah.
They wrestled in Chicago on the 13th. Oh, I guess it was the same day.
Well, there you go. They were selling tickets. That's why people showed up to go see them then, to go buy tickets for
next.
It
makes no sense whatsoever.
It was L.I.J. against the Bullet Club. So it was the Bucks, Marty, Adam Page, and Cody.
Well, there you go.
Where we go?
So that's the last time they were all in Chicago. So it's not like people aren't getting a chance to see them.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't know why they're buying tickets for this show. What's the point?
Because it's an alternative to the WWE.
They just had an alternative this past week. How many people came to that show?
Oh, God.
I want to know.
It's a smaller venue.
Right, hold on.
Okay. So
let's argue this.
I'll fight.
Get out.
If you want me to look something up, I have to put the microphone down so I can look
it up. Can we just say that there were less than 10,000 people at this show?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So then maybe the collective is bringing more people in. Maybe that's the case.
I'm
just saying Cody Rhodes is not drawing 10,000 people.
And I'm saying the Young Bucks aren't drawing 10,000 people.
I'm saying collectively they all are drawing.
Yes!
Togetherness.
I don't understand what that's so hard for.
Okay.
You get to see the Bullet Club all in one place, something that is primarily seen in New Japan, where it got huge, and you've seen it in dips and dabs in Ring of Honor.
And the hype machine behind this all-in concept, the marketing, has been absolutely fucking brilliant.
Okay.
And even from day one, from the potential of, well, is Daniel Bryan going to be there? Is CM Punk going to be there? Granted, now...
All right. Let me take it back a step. Do you think the all-in name itself and the hype that went into it
is what sold
the show?
Yes.
Yes.
So it sold irrespective of who was going to be on it to begin with.
No, but you knew who was going to be on it. Fundamentally, you knew who was going to be on it from the get-go.
All those names that I just spoke about.
Yes.
Right? Anyone that was all in was announced months going into this. So they announced Janela and Penelope Ford like a month ago. They announced Jay Lethal a couple weeks ago. It was like every other day they were announcing who was in on this all-in show. They didn't announce matches. The only match that has been announced so far is Cody and Nick Aldis. To my memory,
I think you're right, but I'm not sure either.
So we're not getting Young Bucks and Roppongi Bongi?
Oh.
Roppongi 3K.
Or Grenoble Francis or whatever they're named?
Fucking
Is Jericho going to be there?
It's very possible.
Well, there you go. Then Jericho sold.
He's back in New Japan.
You're such a fucking weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
I don't understand such anger.
Well, Jericho was in London at the WWE event.
Oh, was he with David Hart Smith Jr.?
Yes, he was. They were spilling coffee in each other's laps going, ooh.
So hold on.
Yeah, I don't want to tie a bow on the all-in stuff because, yet.
Okay, so.
What?
You're a purist, right? The NWA World Championship means something to you.
It's starting to mean something again, yes.
Okay, so who better to possibly walk out of All In with it than Cody Rhodes?
No, Nick Aldis needs a big win on Cody Rhodes.
But what puts the NWA on the map for now?
Nick Aldis getting a win over the head of the Bullet Club. Wrong. That's what puts them on the map.
I think you're wrong.
All right. Can you tell me his last title defenses?
Who, Nick Aldis?
Yes.
Oh, well, I should know this.
Colt?
I should
in China?
Oh,
did that happen?
Don't help him.
No, James Ellsworth was one of his last defenses, wasn't it? Didn't he wrestle James Ellsworth recently?
And again, this is no disrespect to Magnus. I think he's a fucking great fucking wrestler.
Yeah, but you got to understand. I don't think
listen, I get the whole getting the rub from Cody and beating him. I understand the logic. In theory, it makes perfect sense in your favor. But Cody Rhodes doing what's their show? The YouTube show they do.
Cody doesn't
being
need
the
to
elite.
Be.
Being the elite. Imagine having the NWA championship on that show, which clearly I think gets more hits than the NWA's 10 pounds of gold
show.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
So,
sure.
And then you build up to the rematch, because again, what's the biggest thing in professional wrestling that's always been almost like a simple science? Babyface chases the champ. So you have Cody Rhodes bragging on his show, you build up to another rematch, possibly another All In or something like that, and then Aldis gets the belt back, and then you have everything from your crossover New Japan NWA shit.
Fair enough. I think they're just going to wind up doing some sort of double schmoz or some shit like that, to be honest with you.
And
I can't see them putting Nick on Cody, but
when is the show? At the end of August? August 31st? Or is it
September?
September
1st, I think.
September 1st.
How long will Aldis have had the title at that point? Didn't he win
it
last year?
He won it in
year?
December at Cage of Death.
So, you know what? 8 months? Yeah, you know what? Maybe they will switch the title at that point.
I think
it's possible.
I think if Billy Corgan, I think it's a logical move. Fucking Cody Rhodes. Now, here's the other thing that's huge now in wrestling. Everyone brings out every belt that they have in every single independent company that they work for. So imagine you have Cody Rhodes showing up at Tokyo or whatever the big Tokyo Dome or the hall. What's that?
Kurgan Hall?
Kurgan Hall with the NWA Championship. It immediately adds prestige back to that belt that Billy Corgan is working so hard to get back. So I think I think you put it on Cody. Will they keep it on Nick Aldis to give him the rub? It's possible. But I totally think you put it on Cody. And I think
Cody's more mainstream.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And again, this match was not something that I saw coming. They did the Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes thing already. So I thought when they did All In, I'm like, oh, this is where we're... Oh. Oh, man.
You can laugh. He's laughing. It's okay.
Oh, I thought that's where we were going to get Kenny Cody, but they already did all that stuff, and it's obviously going great. Is Ibushi on this show, too?
Yes.
I believe he would be. I think the Golden Lovers are going to be on. I wouldn't be surprised.
Would it be them against the Bucks, maybe?
That'd be awesome again.
They already did it. That's right.
It would be awesome, though. Yeah. And I haven't been able to keep up with what's going on in Ring of Honor. I missed all the War of the Worlds shows this weekend. I've barely been able to keep tabs on the WWE because I've been so busy with work. And hanging out with Garrett Bischoff.
That's right.
My new best friend, favorite wrestler.
BFF. Just BFF offs. So. Biff offs.
Now I think we could put a bow on our all-in conversation. Tony, any last words?
What you gonna do, brother? What you gonna do? What you gonna do, brother, when the Hulkster comes for you? Yeah, he'll hit the boot, then he drops a leg, then he grabs a girl, then he runs away. Yeah, what you gonna do, brother?
Brilliant. Did you have to pay for that?
I made a donation.
No, I'm all for it. I think, look.
He's all in.
Yes. Hashtag all in.
Oh,
Matt has his period. Hashtag all in.
Come on, that's funny.
Or hashtag all in Matt's period.
Well, that's not the name of the episode.
You can't get all in my period?
Dude, you should log into the rant just to see the stuff that I put up every week as names of episodes. It's pretty
hashtag
funny.
All in my pussy?
Oh, good Lord.
I don't have a pussy. Do I have a pussy?
You have a mangina.
At home you do.
What else is on your scribble knots there, buddy?
Ronda Rousey, after one mixed tag team match win at WrestleMania, is getting a title match against your favorite wrestler, Nia Jax, at Money in the Bank. And according to WrestleVote.com, the WWE feels...
What?
Yeah, that's where the source website? Is from. WrestleVotes.com.
WrestleVotes. You couldn't even find an article on a reputable dirt sheet site. I've never even heard of WrestleVotes.
Yeah.
Like plural.
I think it is because I saw it two different ways. It was I read it from 401 Mania, and this is who they credited.
Okay.
Because they would run with all the only major news, you know?
Clearly.
They said WWE is running with this match because they feel they have, quote, no other choice. It just goes to a bigger picture of how terrible things are being booked right now. We're on the precipice of Jinder Mahal against Roman Reigns for whatever God knows reason. And then we're stuck with Nia Jax having to defend her newly won championship against Ronda Rousey already with no build. I mean, they're striking while the iron's hot. Is she not progressing? Is she not getting better?
Because
she's looked good when we've seen her.
Here's what I think it is. The WWE backed themselves into a corner.
They really did.
With
yet,
this Money in the Bank thing with the women. You're not going to put, with all, you know, Ronda Rousey's not ready to be in a six-person ladder match.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Why even book her? Why even be worried about booking her in a title match? Why not give her somebody else that she could take on? Somebody else that can make her look good?
I think, look.
They don't trust her yet.
I think you're going to get a schmoz. Finish. There was that. Did you see the weird clip they showed? You said you didn't watch Raw last night, right?
No.
They did this weird clip where they were doing that NBC presser.
Okay, yes.
It was Stephanie and Triple H, and then Charlotte and Nia were there.
And Stephanie was arm in arm with Ronda, so. You
right.
Know,
well, then Ronda comes up and. Yeah, I'll take another one, please, Kevin. And then Ronda comes up and says she's WWE championship material, or she wants to challenge for a title. And, like, Nia's like, you think you're ready? And then, like, Charlotte Flair woos, and then all three of them laugh and walk away. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's dumb. It's dumb.
Now,
it's all
I get it
media.
That you can't, for the safety of the other women in the ladder match, you can't put Ronda Rousey in there. And you can't put Ronda Rousey in there for her own safety. This is a huge investment for the WWE. She's a huge name. She gets coverage. You should turn your mic off when you get up.
That's a good point.
So when you knock it over, it doesn't make all the ruckus.
Hear Kevin every Thursday on the Dumb Fellas.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I get they backed themselves into a corner. Sure, Nia Ronda's a very intriguing match.
Listen.
You can't be mad at you. If you think Ronda's going to beat Nia and they're going to strap the rocket to her, that's a bit ridiculous.
All right, you're going to shit on me because I'm going to shit on Nia. But Nia herself, she's pretty sloppy. She's still pretty sloppy in the ring. She's got to wrestle her match where she's protected. I don't know if she's going to mesh when it comes to working with Ronda. Unless they just feel that she's tough enough where she could take a beating and Ronda's going to, you know, like legit strike her and whatnot. I'm just not sure how it's going to go, dude. I feel it's a mistake. You know what else is a mistake?
Well, I feel like a mistake is strong, dude. Because you don't know how it's going to play out.
They're really going to have to wow me, and I don't know if they could. I don't know if they could wow me twice with Ronda Rousey in the span of. Like,
I think
three
saying
months.
They backed themselves into a corner is fair.
They clearly did.
Now, if it's a mistake, I mean, we'll tell after Money in the Bank. What if it comes off good?
Look, I'm always hoping for that. I was hoping for that at WrestleMania, thinking in the back of my head it was going to be a shit show, and it was an amazing match.
Right.
Probably stole the show.
Amazing seems like a
no, listen.
It was very good.
For who was in that match, it was amazing. As a regular tag team match, it was really good.
It was, and that's why I think you have no reason to believe that it won't be.
But look who she's in. She's not in there with Triple H, Kurt Angle. Even Stephanie I'll throw in there because she knows the business. She's in there with Nia Jax.
But
dude.
Nia
Jax doesn't have a lot under her belt yet. She's still pretty sloppy,
dude. You just set yourself up for a fat joke there. You could have ripped on her too, you piece of shit.
But guys, this is like nothing.
There you go.
This is WWE doing what they do all the time. That's jumping the shark with a match that they just want to get new subscribers as soon as possible, whenever they can, however they can. And that's why putting her on this Fastlane pay-per-view.
Do you think it's them jumping the shark, or do you think it's them back? Would you put Ronda Rousey in a ladder match?
I'd give Ronda Rousey a singles match against somebody
to me
else.
That's actually a safer match with six other people.
No, because then she's going to have to win, dude. You can't put Ronda in that match and not
have
to win.
No, that's a safe way to cover her because she doesn't have to climb the ladder. But I would be worried about doing spots because
she doesn't
still
have to do spots.
She's still going to be in the ring where there's ladders all over the place.
No, I get it, but all you have to do with her, I mean, that's
she got punched in the face practically bare-knuckled for a living. You're worried about a fucking
her
ladder?
Spot, yeah, her and the spot. Two times she got hit in the face, she went KO and tried to kill herself afterwards. So, yeah, you got to be careful with her because she's a little fragile.
But I'll tell you, her spot is in a Money in the Bank ladder match is a ladder set up like a table, and she bellies somebody through it. That's her spot. And then she's kept out of the match the entire way, other than maybe a falsie to the top.
All she got to do is punch the other five girls in the face, knock them out, and just climb the ladder and take the briefcase.
Thanks, Paul Heyman.
Done. And then she beats everybody.
There you go. She's going to
just line them up and I'll beat them all.
But I'm kind of disappointed that we're getting her in a title match so soon, but it doesn't surprise me at all.
And I don't think Nia, I mean, I don't know if I would go with Nia over Charlotte.
And I'll tell you why.
But Charlotte's not even champ. Fucking Carmella. But no, but another
this, and here's another reason why they're doing it, because this isn't a money match. This is a match. This is not what people want to see. The money match is Ronda and Charlotte. That's the money match.
They're wasting Ronda, one of her appearances on this, I think.
But you have to understand, she is a regularly contracted performer now. She's going to be wrestling at every pay-per-view at some point.
Sure, but when she came in and she said she wanted to train and earn these matches, yeah, she didn't earn
this.
Oh,
well, that's a little foolish. That's fair. But again, to be fair, Nia Jax challenged her.
Well, Nia Jax is out of her fucking mind.
Nia Jax challenged her at that NBC upfront.
It was so stupid because they all walked away laughing.
Kayfabe, bro.
Yeah, kayfabe is dead. put that in your fucking Facebook group.
Face in your face.
In your face. All right, so can I go? I got a new thing, too.
Okay. Uh-oh.
How many Shining Wizards would you have given the tag match at WrestleMania with Ronda Rousey?
Out of four?
Out of how whatever you think the most amount of Shining Wizards is.
Wait, that's a rating system now we're doing?
I just thought about this.
Oh, we're Jesus.
But don't fucking... Oh, Jesus,
so
me to come
of, like,
up with
Meltzer,
an idea.
We're doing
you
Wizards?
Had fake news for a week and then...
My name is Tony!
Nothing.
And I'm afraid I have some fake news.
All right, Kevin's going to be fake news.
So how many Shining Wizards?
Well, is it out of four?
The tag match at WrestleMania, you say?
So if I give it a Matt, it's a bad match. If I give it a Kevin, it's
no,
an okay match.
It's just a Shining Wizard.
It's like, how many stars would you give it? But instead of stars, he's replacing it with Shining Wizards. How many kicks to the face would you give it? Fake news, Tony.
Very original, I might add. I don't know. 17,
he just gave you... Have you guys seen the look on Matt's face after
I'm looking
he
at
said
it
that? He looked like he's Shining Wizards you with his eyes.
Stop it. My notes, god damn it.
My notes! My fake news! Ruined! My fake news!
Boy.
What will I make up now?
God, you can't even just go along with it. You just gotta shit all over it.
Alright, so the tag match got 17 Shining Wizards. There you go.
Alright, that's
pretty good. Out of 50.
And that's where the bar is set.
I don't know. The bar. Well, I am the bar. Kevin went to the bar.
That's right. Kevin is the bar.
Kevin is
Wait,
the bar.
Wait, the mixed tag match?
Yeah.
Out of 5 Shining Wizards, I'd give it 5
Wizards.
Wait,
I thought the Devils were out of the playoffs. Kevin's not paying...
I am paying. Did you not see what just happened over here?
Yeah, he beat
and
me
how,
up.
And how distracted.
I never.
And how distracting that was.
I never put my hands on you first and foremost.
Ah, fake news, Tony.
Fuck it.
Ah,
oh, Jesus.
Gene right. Okerlund is really Howard right. Finkel. All
so, right, Kevin, how many clotheslines are you giving?
Ah. 5 lariatos.
Good. All right, Kevin, give it a 5 lariatos out of 10. There you go.
If I hit you in the head with this picture of FFB. Because I'm not taking LAX off the wall. Or Cody.
Why isn't Chris Payne still on there?
Chris Payne retired.
Ah! Fake news.
Oh, boy.
What else? Okay, so what else you got over there on your scribble knots?
Big Cass punching midgets. He's in the shithouse.
Oh, I kind of saw a headline, but I didn't get a chance to check that out. What actually happened?
They dressed up a midget like Daniel Bryan.
I saw that.
You're supposed to give him the big boot and just stand over him. And he asked people if he could ground and pound the midget, and they told him no. And he went to Vince, and Vince told him, don't you dare. And
oh,
Big
damn,
Dummy
pal.
Just said, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. And after he booted the guy, he fucking went down and he started pounding on his face. So apparently, he's in hot water, even though they gave him a big fucking win over Daniel Bryan, so whatever. Here's the other thing. Big Cass does not have a mean-looking face. He just doesn't. He's like 7 feet tall, but he looks like some kid that
and
you hang out with
that,
in high
Tony.
School.
You can't teach that.
But he looks silly trying to be like a mean guy. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of see where you're going
with
that.
He's got like a very lovable face. He really does.
Someone should kick it.
Well, I mean, you know, instead of him.
I said, like, when they first came in, I'm like, Big Cass is to be the next guy. He's the next guy. He is.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is the next guy.
Then I said that then. Now I'm not so sure. That's right.
No, you're good when you get up.
Wait, why are you playing this? Shouldn't you play the Lollipop Guild?
What?
Oh, Oompa Loompas.
No, Oompa Loompas.
But they're not. Oh yeah, they're little people.
They are midgets, yeah. Kevin.
Now, did he bloody?
They're midget.
Did he bloody up the little fella?
No, he just got on top of him, gave him a couple punches, and then he walked around the ring with his fist in the air like Diesel. That's the other thing, dude. If you're a heel, don't play to the crowd by walking around the ring waving to people. It doesn't work.
He does it once, and he looks up and goes like that.
No, he walked around the ring. This is part that they cut out because they didn't want that air.
Oh, okay. So then, who cares?
Who cares? Vince apparently cares.
And not if they cut it out.
I don't know. It's kind of fucked up that he did it anyway. So he's in the doghouse, so who knows? He might be joining his fucking rapey friend. Allegedly.
There you go.
Ah, fucking A. We found out why Rusev got the match again with The Undertaker at Great Royal Rumble.
Because Lana said it was okay.
No, because the princes and the king of Saudi Arabia said, you better put that motherfucker in that match with The Undertaker because we want to see him.
Man, you love the Saudi Arabia news, man.
I don't love them. I'm just stating fact. It was their call to put Rusev in that match, so they went back with Rusev.
Okay. I just feel like every week you're talking about Saudi Arabia.
Okay, speaking of Saudi Arabia, AJ and Nakamura are wrestling tonight, again, with no title on the line, to establish their stipulation for Money in the Bank. Why do we need to do this? Why don't they just fucking spin the wheel and make the deal and have a fucking match picked out?
All right, well, Kevin, or Tony.
But why would you have it? Look, they've wrestled each other, what, twice for the title now? Why would you have another meaningless match just to develop a stipulation?
Well, you just answered your own question.
No, I didn't. I want to know why they're wrestling again with
well,
nothing.
Well, first of all, Backlash, there was no finish. Double count out.
Double low blow.
So, double count out.
Yeah, but you don't need...
Or double low blow, and then...
That led neither to one end. Yeah.
But it's terrible booking because now if Nakamura wins, it's like, oh, Nakamura could have won the title, but nope, it was a non-title match. Like, who gives a shit? I don't care.
Hold on. You got to first of all, you're going to give yourself a heart attack.
Yeah, Tony.
No, I'm not. I'm pissed off. It's stupid booking.
Listen, I love you, and I'm not going to argue that it's not the most... I'm not going to sit here and say that it's the most intelligent booking in the world, but it's not something that we've... Again, that we've never not seen before. You always those
which
always
makes it more terrible.
The winner always the winner every now and then chooses a stipulation for a pay per view match.
Why wouldn't they just have somebody pick the stipulation for them, or why not have
because it's just another reason to further the story?
Because they
line.
Have no idea what to do with these guys. Why
because
couldn't they just figure it out themselves?
Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. People will tune in to watch that because of the lore that they've built up from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I don't know. They haven't exactly been lighting the world on fire.
I'm not
either.
Saying they. No, they haven't.
I don't think they have either.
That's a fair point. But
so then throw them out there again in a match for a stipulation.
Tony,
who gives how many times
during the Attitude Era did we see the same matchup?
Okay.
Every Monday night.
Okay,
with non-title matches.
Okay,
Kane was in a match with Steve Austin in a First Blood match, and Kane wore a mask.
You made your point. My point is, why do they have to keep doing this shit?
Because they have so much TV they have to fill in between pay-per-views.
No, that's the easy answer. The real answer is they're fucking lazy and they don't know what else to do with that time slot.
So what do
Eddie, Eddie, please, just let me oh, fuck, Tony, I'm sorry, Tony.
Wow, I thought he was doing that on purpose.
Holy
shit.
Let me say something.
Kevin's on fucking lewds or something, I don't know.
No, that was totally on purpose.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Then why did you?
Because it was lazy booking was what Eddie always would say.
I was on board with it. I got it.
You got it?
I didn't get it.
Oof.
No, because you're all fired up, ready to have a stroke.
Yeah,
So you play Booker.
I don't want to play Booker.
And say the N-word.
We got it for you.
But I don't understand what you want them to do.
Why do they have to have a meaningless match? They've had two matches for the title already. Why give us a meaningless one to get to the third title
match? But your idea of meaningless is not what they're going for. In their minds, and they're not wrong, is that their meaning for this match is to decide, that the purpose of the match is to decide a stipulation for another match.
Why can't they just decide on a stipulation? Why do they need to have a match to decide a stipulation?
Well, to me, what your counterpoint is lazy booking. We're just gonna. No, your point of just saying why doesn't someone just decide it? To me, that's lazy. The creativity now of maybe Shinsuke Nakamura or AJ Styles mulling on a match that they want to have, to me, is more creative than just okay. Shane McMahon saying it's gonna be. Oh, that was Vince McMahon, but Shane McMahon saying we're gonna have a tables match or some bullshit like that, or a no low blow match.
Even better. Even better. Speculation right now is that they're going to have an Iron Man match.
Ooh, yeah, I will take that.
That's the speculation. So if you're smart about it, what you do is you say, look, you guys like punching each other in the balls. You like getting disqualified. We're going to put you in a match where those disqualifications are going to count against you.
We're
going to go
That's
Iron
smart.
Man. And if you get caught punching your opponent in the balls, you're losing a fall. So you better think twice before you go downstairs.
Great. And
why do they need to have a match
on,
to do
Woods.
That?
Relax. Relax.
Why do they need to have a match to do that?
Here's what you need to also
good.
Ding.
Here's what you also need to take into account. They're in London. Okay?
Right,
and
right.
And if you're listening live and you're going to watch SmackDown, turn it off, because I'm going to tell
turn
you what
off.
Already happened.
Yeah, spoiler alert,
right, Tony,
I watched it.
Wait, so spoiler
give
alert.
A 5 second little.
Spoiler alert.
All
right. Okay, there you
all
go.
Right. So this happened already in London. And clearly, you're going to give the fans a big match. You want them to show up for SmackDown
well,
and go
oh, wait,
crazy
sorry.
For the big show.
I would have allowed it.
Well,
Shinsuke Nakamura defeats AJ Styles in a non-title
of
match.
Course
hold
he
on,
did.
Hold on, hold on. Listen,
oh
but listen
God.
How he won, Tony.
I punch him in balls.
He hit his finisher after faking that he got hit with a low blow and distracted.
No, speak English.
What a dick.
He caused the distraction by pretending to get hit in the balls, and then he hit his finisher on AJ. So, to your point before, where they could make a match where low blows count against them, this okay. plays into that story.
Okay, did Nakamura pick his match yet, or is that going to be next week?
I'm sure. It doesn't say it was announced here.
Iron Man.
You know what, I'm gonna
and he
I'm,
starts going.
Guys,
like,
I'm gonna call Shinsuke Nakamura and see if you can call in. And
oh, please, yes.
Do we have
Shinsuke's available?
Do we have the phone lines?
I can open the phone lines if and when we
all
get
right.
confirmation. Of
listen,
Nakamura.
Shinsuke is a decent good friend of mine. And we're gonna. I'm gonna try to get in touch. All right, bear with me, guys.
Yeah, take
filibuster.
Your time.
I tell you what. Let's take a break real quick. When we come back,
good idea.
We'll continue and we'll go on. Stay there. We'll be back right after this.
But yeah, break time.
Hey, is it time for plugs?
Oh, come on. No.
You don't
not.
Want plugs?
Wait, we're not actually doing the commercial.
You're not doing a break?
Oh, you want a legit break?
I thought that was a great time to do a legit break.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You see, I was, because you're always like, why are we taking a break? I was just going to put the break in post.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You could do that.
No, all I right. can't. You already shit all over
no,
it.
No, but, it's fine. That's even funnier.
Oh, all right, folks. We'll be back. Right. What more?
I thought we were going to do plugs now.
All right. So we're not getting up and walking around? And
I mean, you can get
up
and walk around if you want.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Take two.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at Zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their Lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Bryant Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week, we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday, everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Just when you thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That's right, it's your boy Gino Guts, and I'm back. Every other Wednesday, we're dropping a drink with Gino. What do you hear? What do you say? Only one way to find out. That's right here on the Shining Wizards Network and a B-plus player radio.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-plus Player Radio Network.
Music.
All right, here we go. We're gonna throw some plugs out. That's a little loud.
Sorry. I thought we were gonna give it a second before you started talking.
No. I'm very fired up, jacked up here. I don't have the updated list. I just have the promotions, so I'll plug them and tell you what to check out. Of course, we start with WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com. They have a big show coming up in June. Down at the Rahway Rec Center. I'm pretty sure it's the same weekend as Legends of the Ring. I know. I think Demolition is in the house. KM and Falaba from Impact Wrestling will be there. LAX, they're still the tag champions now?
Yes.
Okay, so they'll be there.
Ultimo Dragon versus Joey Janela.
There you go. Ultimo Dragon, Joey Janela.
Is there a match where Flip Gordon's going to qualify to be
yes.
all in?
Yes, Flip Gordon and a mystery partner will meet Maxwell, Jacob Friedman, and Madison Rain.
Nice.
Yes, and the winners will be all in.
There you go. So that's pretty cool. Smart on WrestlePro to get in on that, too. So WrestlePROonline.com, check that out. Creative Pro Wrestling, Thy Kingdom Come, July 9th at the Sports Arena in St. James, New York. WWE Hall of Famer Jerry... What? Is Jerry Lawler in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yes!
I got him with JR. Same year.
He will be in action. Also, James Ellsworth, Katrina Lee Waters, Teddy Hart. Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
MJF and KM will be there. Plus the new CAP champion, Bronson. Bear Bronson. That's his name. Tell your friends. CreativePROWrestling.com is the website. Smash Wrestling, Smash-Wrestling.com. Our brothers to the north, always doing great things. Head over to Smash-Wrestling.com to check out what they're up to these days. Standalone Wrestling, StandaloneWrestling.com. That weekend, Boardwalk Beatdown, Sting, Goldberg, they just announced last night.
Sting.
The Bullet Club will also be there.
10,000 tickets already sold.
So go to standalonewrestling.com. You want to go to Boardwalk Beatdown.
You
can't get to Chicago for All In. You can't afford it. It's too far. It's Labor Day weekend. You got a lot going on. Shoot down the Turnpike, the Parkway.
go up, go north, go south. Doesn't matter. As long as you're in the area of Atlantic City, you can get the Boardwalk Beatdown that Standalone Wrestling is doing. You can meet the Bullet Club. You can meet Sting and Goldberg. Plus, tons of other talent is being announced on a daily
Ken
basis.
Ken Shamrock.
StandaloneWrestling.com is the website.
Website.
On Point Wrestling, OPWrestling.com. They're doing lots of good things down there in the south of New Jersey, so check them out. I don't have this updated because I haven't done the show in like 2 weeks.
I heard Capital Wrestling may have postponed their show this weekend. I thought I read something. They were supposed to have the continuation or the final filming for the Credible documentary.
On the 20th.
Yeah, I think it's been postponed.
Oh, no.
They said it will be rescheduled. They just don't have a final date yet. Yeah, I wish I had more information on that. I figured you guys might have had that covered.
Oh, way to break that without bringing anything to the table.
I got notes here, but you crumpled them all up and I can't read them anymore.
House of Glory Wrestling, HOGWrestling.net. This Friday night, May 18th, at the Elks Lodge in Elmhurst, New York. Excuse me. Fair warning. Jeff Cobb, Shane Strickland, Amazing Red, and more. Do not miss it. And if you do happen to miss it, June 9th, they're back there at the New York City Arena in Jamaica, New York, with Temperature Rising, with Jeff Jarrett, Ultimo Dragon with Sonny Ono, Sammy Callahan, and more. Pro Wrestling Magic, WrestlingIsMagic.com. The fourth annual Casamento Cup, it's an all-women's tournament, takes place May 19th in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Solo Darling, Nikki Adams, Tara Calloway, Maria Manic, Catred, Faye Jackson, C Bunny. Get your tickets, WrestlingIsMagic.com. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com. May the Queen Reign, another all-women's show, May 26th. Check it out. Mia Yim, Tessa Blanchard, Jessica Havoc, Jordan Grace, Rachel Ellering, and so many more. BattleClubPro.com. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.Weebly.com. I know, I can just say CapitalWrestling.com. June 2nd, they present the Grey Album, 301 Garden Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. Wrestling Has It Tomorrow just had their fourth show this weekend. WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com. You can get more information on their upcoming events there. Those are the plugs for tonight. We are back.
We're back.
All right, so we're back. Kevin is reaching out to London.
Trying to get in touch.
To see if Mr. Nakamura is available to call in.
I think he's doing a roast battle tonight, so I don't know if he'll... We'll see.
He does stand-up comedy?
He does, yes. He's very funny.
Oh, very funny.
So until...
Why chicken cross the road? To eat a dim sum.
Oh, yeah. We regret to announce that our Connecticut debut has been postponed over the past few weeks. Personal production and logistical issues have taken their toll on the production of not only this event on May 20th, but also on the production of the Credible documentary.
Into the microphone.
So, it's postponed.
I really, truly, sincerely hope that it has nothing to do with the state of Justin Credible.
No.
I hope he's doing okay.
No,
I will say this.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean...
He took a picture this morning.
Okay.
Right? Trying to stay clean, trying to stay sober.
Okay.
Good. In the background, on the counter, was a bottle of vodka.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I'm hoping it was, I don't know, his wife's or somebody else. I really
hope...
Maybe
they hosted a shindig.
And someone actually commented, like, that's vodka on the counter, get rid of it. It was on his Twitter, if you're going to look to pull
Twitter,
that up.
Sorry.
And it was posted this morning, but I do hope he's doing well, because he's a friend of ours and we don't want to...
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole show was canceled. It wasn't just the...
Right, it wasn't... Look, don't... It's not based off of anything he did, so don't get it twisted. It should be from this morning, not 2 hours ago. Keep
you
going.
Did you fucking see this?
What?
Holy shit. All right, wait, we got fucking breaking news here. Hold on 1 second.
Oh.
Is it breaking news?
It's at PJ Polacco, right?
News?
Oh, that's terrible, man. Come on.
I got to read this.
That's terrible. Why?
This is fucking news, dude.
Hold on, wait. Let me read it first.
Is this
news, though? It's... Terrible news.
He put it out on Twitter, dude.
I understand. It's still terrible news, though. It's
fucking awful. Look, we know PJ's been through a lot of shit lately, but he could fucking use some prayers and thoughts right now. I don't want to fucking sound like a dick like fucking Tony Danza because I know we joke a lot.
It's on his Twitter. You could say it. It's just made a very unfortunate announcement.
This was tweeted around 5 o'clock this afternoon. Just found out my wife has 6 months to live. So how do you process that? Please pray for us. This was at PJ Polacco. That's fucking rough, boys.
Yeah, it is.
That's really fucking rough.
I hope
keep him in your fucking prayers, dude. Yeah, this guy's been through a lot of shit already. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Stay strong, PJ. That's a lot. Hopefully, you know, it's not the first time maybe a diagnosis has been wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's strong and she could beat that.
She's a beautiful woman, too. We met her when we first met PJ, what, 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
At the first WrestleCon. He was our guest. We met his wife. We met his son.
Man, you really...
That's a fucking bummer, dude.
Bring the show to a halt.
I wanted to see the picture that you were fucking talking about. You led me down this road, dude.
Yeah, but now you're looking at, like, choke slam my heart.
No, shut up, dude. That was the other page that was open. Relax.
All right, so what else?
Holy, that's rough, man. Dude.
Oofa. All right, can we try and turn this ship around?
Yes.
What else you got for me?
Roman Reigns is getting fucking booed overseas. We all know that one, so I don't know what the fuck we're going to do.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Oh, yeah, news.
Yeah, that is news.
All right.
Because they fucking turned down the booing again in post to make it sound like people love Roman Reigns.
Well?
Dude, it's 4 years. He's not over. Fucking stop. Just stop.
Well, that's why he's being moved down the card and feuding with Jinder Mahal.
No. Just turn him heel.
No?
Get rid of him. Fucking why? That's it.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Why is the answer always turn him heel?
What has your answer been for 4 years? Exactly.
I haven't had it. I don't know.
So turn him heel and give him a shot, dude. It clearly is not working. It's not working.
Maybe. Look, sometimes the answer is moving him back down the card and having him be an upper mid card guy.
Why don't you like Roman Reigns?
Because he's fucking awful with his pandering. He doesn't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. You can boo me. It's Cena all over again, and it's 100 times worse. I always liked John Cena. We first started doing this show, I felt bad for John Cena that he was catching so much shit. Roman Reigns? I don't care, dude. They had so many fucking spots where they could have easily sent him in the right direction.
He did have that one great promo when there was a storm.
Oh, God. Every fucking time.
It was a joke. That was a joke, man.
His build, the way they were building him with all the shit with Lesnar up to WrestleMania, that was good stuff. What'd they do? They fucking shit the bed with him again.
And you're not wrong, dude. You're definitely right.
Do you think they shit the bed with him because they didn't have him win the title, or that they just, it was a swerve, bro, because everyone thought Brock was leaving?
They swerved him. They fucked him up. They keep sending him in the wrong direction after there's glimmers of him going in the right direction. They fucked the guy over. It's done, dude. It's done. How many more chances do you get in 44 fucking years?
Yes, and you're right. We're not disagreeing in that at all.
So the answer is just shunt them down the card? Vince has a hard-on for him, though, dude.
What's that?
Vince has a hard-on for him. And nobody likes Jinder Mahal to begin with. Nobody gives a fuck. You're putting him in the ring with somebody nobody cares about because you think, by proxy, they're going to care about Roman Reigns. Hasn't worked. Not going to work. Nobody cares.
I want to go back to who was the big Jinder Mahal enthusiast? Was it Matt?
It was me.
When he first got that push again.
I was all in on Jinder Mahal, but right now nobody gives a fuck about him. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about Jinder Mahal right now.
I loved it when he won the title.
I did too. I was all in with Jin.
Oh.
Come on, that was funny.
You've done better.
I know.
Stop laughing at your own jokes.
But
it's bad.
I think now that he's not in the title picture, or whatever title picture there is at this point, it'll give a little, even though I did watch Raw and he was still kind of heavily featured in his feud with Mahal, but it's less. You can see that it's going to be less, and he's going to be away from the title picture. It's not going to be him and Brock anymore. Don't get me wrong, I agree with you. They shit the bed.
They really did.
They did.
They really
did. And again,
did.
What the fuck do I know? But I think they did.
And what are they going to do with Lesnar now? Like, what's on the horizon for him?
Finn.
Burn it down!
Seth Rollins.
Oh, Well, at least I'm telling you right now,
Seth Rollins. I'm a huge Seth Rollins guy now,
and they have history. And Seth won the title in that pseudo three.
I'm all about giving Seth Rollins the ball again, 100%.
Look, you have so many different avenues you can go with Seth Riddick. Seth wins it, and then Finn never.
He said ahead. Seth Riddick, right?
Yep. I wasn't going to acknowledge it, but I had to acknowledge your acknowledgement. I was going to let it go.
No, it's fine.
Come on, bro. You can go under the bus once in a while.
Relax.
It's nice and toasty under there.
I'm good.
You're out of the rain?
I'm good.
We're shuffling Matt down the card.
Yeah, I won't be here next week. I'll be replaced by fucking Dave Sturcio. I'll run all the Daves through the studio. Powers, Sturcio,
Fuck.
David Starr. Bring them all in. Fuck them.
Ooh.
Get rid of me, right?
What? Does Matt need therapy now?
Yeah. I'm going to actually join the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
For real?
Yeah, because I hate your face.
Good. You and Choppy. You guys could fucking have a good time.
Me and Phil. I mean, with all due respect to Choppy. Sorry, buddy. You're out. Me and Phil are taking over.
There it is.
We're taking over.
Fuck, I can't believe I don't have Dave Sturcio's music.
BWO you know? Style.
Destruction! No,
you are slacking over there?
No, I must have took him out of the board.
Don't worry. I got it for you.
Oh, wait. I got a song. Oh, you got it?
I got it for
you. I actually really do like this theme song.
Not a good wrestling theme song.
No, it actually is good. It goes right in. It has like that little preview.
Now when he starts, yeah, but when he starts singing about, you know, I'm out.
Ah, I think it's a perfect wrestling theme song.
No, all this beginning part is fine, but once he starts singing the actual song,
who listens to the words?
Do you know the words of the song?
I could sing along and fake
it. I don't even know the words of the song.
Baby.
It's a perfect wrestling theme song, though.
Great. Now we're analyzing Dave Sturcio.
I'll hit you. I'll hit you with it.
Really is a perfect. It has the intro.
Yeah, but after this, it shits the bed.
It's kind of like the CM Punk, the Killswitch Engage song, kind of. If you want to draw a similarity.
Like, this is Killswitch Engage. So.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
I never even knew that.
This.
Come on! Yeah, but he's usually.
That's how he sings.
But it's but Sturge is. When he wrestled, this part was usually
cling
over.
To memories.
This part was usually over by the time.
I'm going to tell you this much, and you're going to give me a lot of shit for this. It's like after hearing the beginning of Crazy Train, where it goes into the.
What part of Crazy Train?
The beginning of Crazy Train. Play Crazy Train.
What are you fucking?
Crazy.
You robbing a train?
It's not like you're riding a horse.
It's not Bonanza.
Put on. Give me some Crazy Train.
Oh, come on.
Everyone's
heard fucking Crazy Train.
Oh, great. Now I found it.
How good that does us.
Never knew that was Killswitch.
Yeah, that's Killswitch.
Want to hear another song in the meantime?
No, I got a commercial. But what? So.
But what?
Because we're all over the place, and I don't want to get away from this Roman Reigns thing.
It's over, dude.
He's over.
No, it's it's done. Not he's over. He's done.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not listening to Crazy Train.
No, but after this beginning part with the whole like,
that's
better. No, it's after that. Listen, it's the next part after this whole intro. Now we're just listening to music.
How dare you? Now we're fucking disrespect Randy Rhodes.
Somewhere Dave is crying.
This is an Aussie.
Yeah, it's Ozzy.
This is Randy Rhodes.
It's Ozzy. Right here. Right here. Like this.
Dummy. Yeah.
What's... This is perfect.
Dummy. Yeah.
It's a drop from the beginning. The beginning just comes out and it's what is it, Kev? And then the rest of it's just kind of like, eh.
What? No, and.
Yeah,
it's 1981.
The golden age.
This is way before its time. How rude of you to ask who Randy Rhodes is.
How was this rude? Yeah, it's not like I said, fuck Randy Rhodes.
No, but you asked
you didn't
who
know
he was.
Ozzy,
so
dude,
I don't know who. Is that Ozzy? Is that his real name?
Ozzy Rhodes, yes. It's Ozzy Osbourne and Ozzy.
Is he
Rhodes.
All in? He sold 10,000 tickets to the Sears Arena.
I can't.
Shut the fuck up.
I can't.
You idiot. Wait, did you say Randy Rhodes or Brandy Rhodes?
You have AIDS.
Who did you say? Because I know who Brandy Rhodes is.
Where is fucking Snowy when you need
that's
him?
That's Joey Ryan's girl.
Brandy Rhodes? We don't listen to her do it to the Aussie in Canada, eh?
Was he the original Zeppelin guy that and then Ozzy took
yes.
over?
Yes, he played with Robert Plant.
So
Robert Plant and Randy Rhodes.
Right, so wait, Randy Rhodes was the leader of Nexus, then Ozzy Osbourne came and hit him in the face and put on the armband.
No, what?
So, that's what happened. All right. Music 101 from Matt. I'm all caught up. Randy Rhodes was in AC/DC, and then Ozzy Osbourne took over and started the Backstreet Boys with Mick Jagger and R. Kelly.
That is so annoyed.
I can't.
Matt, listen, your knowledge is...
I can't.
You're a wealth. You're like a fountain of knowledge.
I can't.
Ozzy Osbourne. Pearl Jam.
Hey, here's a little. You want a tidbit? You want a tidbit?
Yeah,
we're talking
please,
about Brock Lesnar.
Hit me with a fucking tidbit.
Brock Lesnar.
Fucking hit me with something, please. Jesus fucking Christ. Thank you. And Bro. Just so you know, Ozzy Osbourne's name is John.
John Bourne.
John Osbourne.
Johnny Bonbourne.
John Osbourne. So is Jack Osbourne his son?
Did Jack me off?
Yes. Okay. Jack is his son.
Oh, Matt.
I fucking hate you
so,
so much.
Glad I was able to sit under the learning tree.
Ooh, can I say something?
Please, enlighten
One,
me.
One, two, three, four. Macho Man, he won't stop. Cause he's the cream of the crop. Beat you with that elbow drop. Cause he's the cream of the crop. Oh, yeah. Macho Man, Randy Savage. He's the cream of the crop.
That's like a real song, though.
It's beautiful.
It's a gold record in any country I've ever been to.
Beautifully written.
Right. Shout out to Randy Rhoads for writing that song.
Right. How dare you speak of the dead?
Is he dead? I didn't know he was dead. I don't know what's going on.
Have you guys seen any comparisons lately between CM Punk's record title reign and Brock Lesnar's
No,
title
why?
Reign?
Is there a comparison?
Well, aside from the fact that Brock Lesnar is within 30 days of beating CM Punk's current title-holding record of 434 days, I guess they called it the longest title reign of the modern era, if that's even a thing. Let's see. If you had to guess, how many more title defenses do you think CM Punk had over those 434 days?
I saw the meme.
25.
131 more.
Wow, I was not
actually
even...
100 and it's actually 128 because Brock Lesnar's had 12 title defenses and CM Punk had 141.
Okay,
Brock's been on 6 pay-per-views while CM Punk's been on 12
as the champion.
Yes.
Okay.
And in terms of live events, which include like Raws and SmackDowns or whatnot, CM Punk defended 110 times. Brock Lesnar a whopping 4.
Okay.
So. But the Brock is going to beat the record in another couple of weeks, so there's that.
Okay, do people really pay attention to that, though?
Yeah, enough so that there's a meme going around with their pictures in the tail of the tape.
That doesn't mean anything. There's a fucking meme about LeBron James and Michael Jordan every day. I don't even like fucking basketball.
There was one about Larry Bird. I forgot how good Larry Bird was, dude.
Larry Bird was awesome.
He's a fucking man, dude. The Great White Hope.
Yes.
White people are so scared of black people.
All right, easy there, Anita DeFranco.
Annie DeFranco.
Whatever, she's a fucking
Anita Bushlicker.
The Bushlickers.
So you're going to get all geeked up because Brock's had the title for like 500 days?
No, not at all. I'm just bringing it up. You want news and notes? I got some news and notes.
Yeah, what else you got there, fucko?
Did you see John Cena's crying on national television these days?
No, I did not. I did see him with the evil goatee.
Apparently he's wah-wah, Nikki, take me back. I don't understand it because you're the fucking total Bella, total diva guy. Maybe you could shed some light on this horrid story and explain to me why this is not some fucking kayfabe bullshit and this is just some fucking fake shit that they're doing just to attract ratings.
Oh.
Does anybody really care? Do you care? You're the one that watches these shows.
I haven't watched an episode of Total Divas in quite a bit of time.
Okay.
So I can't really comment on that.
But do you feel like this is just a big fucking storyline, ruse bullshit? And
I don't know. It seems pretty serious.
Okay. Do you care?
Do I care that John Cena had his heart broken out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Like an RKO.
So she broke up with him. See,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You had me pull this up the minute I walked in, and we were a bit late, so I didn't have time to really... It's a 6-minute clip. Otherwise, I'd play the whole thing.
Move in like a minute.
A minute.
Because, you know, they got to lift themselves up off the table because they drink all morning.
Let's see here.
Crazy. That's how it goes.
And I don't want to say things that she's going to say because I don't know the importance of that. But over the 5 years of our relationship or the 6 years of our relationship, if you look at me 5 years ago, stubborn, selfish, self-focused. Life had always been about me. And then slowly over time, this woman waltzes in and just steals my heart. Mm. And whether I want to realize it or not, she becomes my number one. So I'm willing to go back on all of these things that I say, and a lot of them I was hanging on to just of stubbornness. Yeah. I won't have kids. And it took a very strong look in the mirror for me to be like, why? This person is my number one, and it's something that's very valuable to her. And of course we can do this, and I think it would be wonderful. Granted, I'm often a horrible communicator when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I say the wrong thing, and I think guys out there know what I'm talking about. Maybe we can talk about that later if we talk to the guy. But all of that switched because I love her. And all of those decisions.
Oh, God.
Like, she's my number one, and I just want to make her happy.
All right. Stop it.
Right, because
right now she's happy.
Oh, Jesus!
Taking one for the team.
And could you stop it, please?
I want to see if Kathy Lee's plastic face cries.
They drink, dude. That's all they do on that show is drink. It's an amazing show.
What is it?
The Today Show. Kathy Lee and Hoda. They do the show after the after NBC.
Hoda.
Oh, John's drinking.
This is the hand I shoot with.
Alcohol.
Do you guys still talk to?
Yeah, they're drinking wine.
Dude, they're leaning in, like holding his hands.
I want to be able to chase what she's looking for, and I feel as if I'm there. I may be enabling the situation, but those
all right, come on, dude. Seriously,
what? You're the one that wanted me to pull this up.
I hang myself. Stop.
Oh, don't you feel like you have a lost connection with Margie?
Oh my God, seriously.
I want to make her my wife. I want to be the father of her children. I just want us to work, and that's so just from here. And all that other stuff you see is BS. I'm just trying to live life without her on a very emotional set of time that has been very difficult. But we're here.
We're queer. We're not going anywhere. Get used to it.
Fucking queer.
He's a fag.
Okay, fuck it.
The greatest thing of all this, I really do.
Done. What are you, a fag?
Wow.
Correct.
Very insensitive.
Ooh, very insensitive.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And I hurt so much because I know it was there and it was real.
He's in pain, Tony.
I can tell. He's having a hard time squeezing him out.
That's a good point.
Nicole, I will take 6 years with Nicole, over 5 years and 364 days any day of the week. And I'm so grateful.
What does that even mean? I don't even get that.
You idiots.
Thank you, Pat.
Fucking bullshit!
Thank you, Iron Sheik.
We're good.
A lot of insight from the community.
They're over there crying.
Pat.
Shut the fuck up!
Tell her. Pen?
And you guys,
Pen?
Social interaction is important for me, and you guys treat me like family.
You are family. We are.
I talk about way too much in the show.
Jesus!
You wanted this, bro. You asked for this.
You don't have to keep playing it. You know what?
It's almost over.
Who cares?
It's
over now.
They just all cheered.
Could have been love, but it's over now.
Kathy Lee Griffin, she looks beat up.
Her husband tried to give her
anal. That's an improvement,
isn't
it?
30 years.
He's been dead for a while.
I know. So why didn't she? She should have been fallatating John Cena right there on live TV.
Oh, God. She's only 64?
Only 64?
She's had a lot of fucking work done to her. Holy moly for holies.
But that show's amazing because all they do is drink and they just.
First of all, you need to be a little more
sensitive to John Cena.
You need to be a little more careful of the words you use, like amazing, to describe Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Have you watched it?
No, I wouldn't
watch.
It's
amazing.
I wouldn't watch that if you fucking propped my eyes open and stuck me in a chair like Clockwork Orange.
still one of my all-time favorites.
What else you got on your list of notes?
The old docket.
He sounds like every other fucking, like teenage high school boy.
He just wants to get them titties back.
I want my titties, Weebly.
Of course. Well, he's going to go on, he's going to play the good guy. That's his role. He's John Cena, the stand-up. And then all the girls fawn over him. And then he gets the puss box.
So terrible, dude. Like, he even put on, like, the solemn voice, like, I really love her, and I miss her so much. And, come on, dude. Shut up.
Went all Jake Roberts.
Yeah.
What other kind of notes you got?
That might be all she wrote. I'm not sure. Covered Brock.
Hogan wants to come home.
Yeah, he's been crying for a
while.
He
does, but he says until you hit a home run, it's not a home run.
That's right.
All these things say it's imminent or rumors.
Were you really pulling that up as I said it? Look at that.
I went to all the notes that have been released today.
That's great minds right there, buddy.
So it also covers Davey Boy Smith being backstage.
In an interview with The Sun, Roman Reigns discussed the reactions he gets from WWE crowds, quoting Roman Reigns saying, "As long as the fans are showing up and as long as they're making noise, I've done my job. I've done what I'm supposed to do, and that's draw people into the building."
He's right.
Is he a draw?
As much as Cody Rhodes is.
Just an aside real quick, all the major sites are starting to pick up on Just Incredible now, so it's out there. Doesn't make it any fucking
Why do you have to bring the show down?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
The worst. Fucking worst. The absolute.
Want me to bring it back?
Well,
bring
I'm, still back. I'm still waiting for a call from a pal, Shinsuke, but...
What's the story?
Here we go. Wait. This is the finale of the record. I don't think it's the best song, so I'm going to play this one now.
One chance, one goal, and he fucked up Shockmaster. One chance, one goal, and he fucked up Shockmaster. Come on, you want a piece of me? You want a piece of me? Come and get me. Come after me, Sid. I'm ready. Along with Davey Boy, Sting, and Dusty Rhodes, we'll see you at the Fall Brawl. One chance, one goal, and he fucked up Shockmaster.
God.
There's one more song. I'm saving that for later.
Brilliant. If you think about
best it, for last.
Like that whole thing, despite the Shockmaster's fall or not, that whole thing was designed to fail.
Of course.
Ole Anderson on the fucking microphone was fucking awful. Even if you never fell, if Shockmaster gets through and everything goes as planned, that still probably would have been one of the worst segments in wrestling history.
You can look at the entire 90s for WCW, and for all the greatness that they had, there were at least three or four things that they, like, you look at them and you're like, what the fuck were they thinking?
Three or four?
For each good thing they had. They're like, their goodness was at like a 20 to 25% hit ratio.
Well, WCW had essentially two distinct eras in the 90s.
But it's not even the eras.
The, the Nitro, and even a lot of the stuff on Nitro was pretty bad.
But they had good stuff. Like, they had Vader. He had great matches with Sting. He had great matches with Ron Simmons, yeah, even, for God's sakes. And then you fucking fire Ric Flair. And then you have a scaffold match, which is Capture the Flag, with Steve Austin and PN News of all fucking people.
Hippity-hop. Hippity-hip-hop. The Ray. It's... bibbidi boo bop badoo bop.
Doom. You know it's fucking Ron Simmons and fucking... what the...
I don't... Butch Reed. Butch Reed, I don't know, you. Though, if I would have ever guessed it if I didn't already know it. You know what I mean? Like, if Doom came on my TV now, I mean, obviously I'm...
Yeah, but, like, you have...
I'll take a beer, Matt.
Holy shit.
But, like, I was watching first of all, I think it was Great American Bash,
uh-huh,
or Starcade 89. I forget which one. It was a round robin tag team tournament with the Steiners, Doom.
Yeah.
Listen, that's why I love professional wrestling. Every now and then you learn something that you never knew before at a time where you thought that you might have probably should have known it. Doom, I think it was Doom, had a bodyguard named Nitron.
Yes. Yeah. Cause, and they were with Woman, right?
Yeah. Woman was there.
Woman and Nitron. And they lost all four fucking matches.
Yeah. I had no idea Nitron was a thing.
Yeah.
I probably did at some point.
I forgot about it until you reminded me, yes.
And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out who it is. I didn't recognize him.
I don't remember. I don't think he was somebody.
You don't think he was anybody else? Right?
I don't think so.
God, I was like, who the fuck? I was like, is that, my immediate thought is, that's gotta be Kevin Nash. But it wasn't.
No, I think it was just before Nash came in. It was like, might have been a year or two before Nash.
But he had that look that they probably could have given to Nash at some point.
Well, yeah, well, that's why they put him out there, because he was a big fucking goof, yeah, you know? Muda. They had Muda on loan for the weekend.
Yeah.
And they fucking made him lose all his matches.
And what was it, Sting versus Luger? Was that on that show, I think? I watched it it was kind of like background fodder for stuff I was doing.
Who was in it? Who was in it for the men? It was Muda. It was Sting.
What was the tag tournament?
Oh, the tag, it was Doom, it was the Steiners, it was Legion of Doom.
I think the skyscrapers may have been in there.
Maybe the skyscrapers. What event was that? It was 89.
I think it was – I'll check my recently watched network stuff. I think it was Great American Bash Great, 89 or Starrcade 89.
I think it was Starrcade 89. It was the two tournaments, the two round-robin tournaments.
Yeah. And it was all – it was like tag team matches, I think.
Yeah, they had one for singles and one for tag matches. Yeah. Which is another thing you shit the bed with, because then it's how do you like really hype anything up for that? You know what I'm saying?
Literally, it was a random. I wanted to watch some old WCW. I put it on. I just wanted to see
it's
one that I.
It's worthwhile to check out, of course, but
because I find myself navigating to old WWF stuff that I've seen a million times, but still go back to it.
Okay, and I'm sorry to cut you off. It was just so everyone's on the same page, and you want to look and follow along.
Oh, Future Shock, right?
Starrcade '89, Future Shock is what you're talking about.
Yes, that's what it was. Okay. Yes,
back to what you were saying. I'm sorry.
So, like, do you find like what? If you go out of your way to watch old stuff on the network, do you find yourself navigating towards WWF?
And I'm sorry.
Go no, please.
Your
I love
boy,
this. We're going down the
your
road.
Boy, Nitron.
Nitron? Hold on, wait, don't tell me. Was he somebody else?
He was.
He's an actor, isn't
hold
he?
Hold on, wait.
He's all yes.
Okay. That's
so how, he wasn't a wrestler.
That's how I knew him.
Well, no, he was a wrestler. He was Big Sky.
Oh shit. He was Big Sky and Vinny Vegas, right?
Yep. Oh yeah.
And then he went on to be Sabretooth in the X-Men movies.
That, oh,
there
my
you
God.
Go, yes.
That wasn't Al go. Green, was it? No.
No. Al Green was...
Master Blasters.
No, Al Green was Big Al? Wasn't he 911?
No, Al Green was part of the Master Blasters with Kevin Nash, I think. And then he came back as, like, Dog in, like, 2000 with Dog? Finley and Brian Knobbs. And then he was one that stabbed Tank Abbott in the crowd. Remember that when Tank Abbott was like a headliner and WCW Vince Russo wanted to put the belt on him?
Who did Tank Abbott threaten to slice his throat? That was Big Al, wasn't it?
Isn't that Al Green?
That was 911.
No, that's 911. Al Green.
Oh, Al Green's not 911?
No.
Hold on.
Al Green.
I feel like we've had this conversation.
We definitely have. We 100% have.
Welcome to episode 104 of The Shining Wizards.
But Al Green was...
Al Green was part of the Master Blasters. Then he was in the Wrecking Crew. And he came back to WCW.
Like 98, 99.
And he was repackaged as the Dog.
Yes.
When he formed a hardcore tag team managed by Fit Finley.
With Brian Knobbs.
Yes.
And then was he also the guy that almost got in trouble for pulling a knife on Tank Abbott on Nitro? I think it's him.
I thought Tank Abbott pulled a knife on somebody and screamed, I'll fucking kill
maybe
you.
That, maybe it could have been him.
I think that was 911.
No, it wasn't. I'm telling you, it's the same guy.
I think it was. I think.
It was. He was Big Al.
On Nitro?
Yes. They signed everybody, dude. They had everybody from ECW on Nitro. He was Big Al.
Yeah, on Big Al. Tank Abbott pulls knife on pay-per-view, puts it to Big Al's throat.
And he says,
threatens
I will
fucking kill him.
There you go.
Camera cuts away. Tony Schiavone tries to cover it up. Big Al had no beard, and WCW fired him immediately.
Oh, so Big Al was 911/Tombstone/... knife guy
who from all accounts really had no discernible talent, but he was a big motherfucker who chokeslammed people and got over.
That's all you needed, man. He was Kevin Nash before Kevin Nash was Kevin Nash.
Yeah, except he didn't blow his quads.
Well, he didn't really have to. He didn't really do as much.
You said Tombstone.
Tombstone.
You get a point for that. He was also known as Sledgehammer.
Mm. Ooh. Mm. Was he also? No, he wasn't Roadblock. Roadblock was someone completely different
creature.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I think he's passed.
I think
away.
He is.
Big
too.
Al,
I think
right?
he is. Oh, Big Al or Roadblock?
Big Al, I think, died, right? No.
He says he's still
no, he
alive.
Lives in Jersey somewhere, I think.
Well, he might as well be dead if he's living in Jersey.
We live
right?
in Jersey. All three of us live in New
he
Jersey.
He did win the PWI Rookie of the Year in 1994.
My man!
Of course he did. Choke slammed everybody to hell.
My man!
He went to Larry Sharp's Monster Factory.
Pots and pans.
There you go.
All right, so you were asking what you watch on the network, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Like, what, like, I get mad at myself, because right now, if you look at my previous, like, Kevin.
Kevin's a
bear. It's all WWF, Raw 93, Royal Rumble 92, WrestleMania 9. You know, it's not, I don't go to WCW, unless it's like late 90s Nitro WCW.
If Scott Keith mentions something that I'm reading, then I'll go watch it. But for the most part... My go-to is like old ECW episodes.
Okay.
Like I'll go watch that.
How far back do you go when you go old ECW?
I haven't watched them in a long time because what I typically will do first is look for new stuff.
Right.
Like lately, Camp WWE,
ugh.
Season 2 is just as bad as season 1. The Ultimate Warrior makes an appearance in episode 2, though. Yeah. And Stone Cold becomes like one of his disciples where he's training him and stuff.
Ah, irony!
There you go. It's weird, right?
No, wait. That's not irony.
It kind of is.
Well, because the disciple joined the warrior. And
yeah.
One, I was reaching. It was a reach.
No, it was fine. I was there with you. I was there with you. But Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake isn't in Camp WWE. Although he should be.
Is Camp WWE the one
it's
where
bad.
They...
It's bad.
It's the cartoon.
It's the cartoon.
But it's not the one where the like, people narrate...
No, that's like story time.
Yeah, it's story time.
Is that
yes.
good? Is that worth watching?
It depends. It depends on the story, you know?
Like, I feel like I can't believe I've never watched it.
I haven't watched it in a while, so I really don't. I remember Jake had a story. Mean Gene narrates it.
But I feel like that would be something that you would disregard the visual and just like try to like go lay down and just listen to the audio of them telling
yeah,
the story.
Yeah, you can, but it's funnier because they put it with the visual of it, so it makes it better. Table for Threes have been coming out hot and sweaty lately.
I don't like that they're repeating people already, though.
You know what else is weird? They're doing an Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys. So it's really a table for four?
I'll allow it.
Well, you know.
But, like, this latest one that's going to come out, or may have already came out after Raw last night, which is Road Dogg, Jeff Jarrett.
And Elias?
And Elias.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, like, it makes sense in terms of the whole guitar gimmick, yeah, but yeah. Other than
he's
that,
got a guitar, pal!
What if Elias is an accomplished musician?
Musician?
That's a hard one to say. Fuck, accomplished.
Yes, accomplished.
He's aiding and abetting another musician.
I gotta have my wife send...
My wife!
She's nice!
Has nothing to do with this conversation, but there's a picture of me shirtless She put a filter on my face where I look like a clown, and I think it would be the perfect fucking t-shirt. It is so creepy.
Send it
and
over. I'll send it to person.
All right. Dude, if we set... there's no reason why we each shouldn't have our own shirt on there. Just for fuck. If it's like an easy design.
Just for fuck. Not even for fun or for shits and giggles.
That's Kevin's shirt. Just for fuck. Kevin
just
Garifo.
For fuck. It could be the most easy, like take you 2 seconds to put a design together.
I wanted to do at podcast or hashtag podcast cancer.
That's
you guys.
That's, I don't like that one. You can't fuck with the cancer, man.
But it's podcast cancer. I'm not
I understand,
people.
But listen, people will grab, their eyes will go to the cancer part first. Nah. And if it doesn't say like support or kick.
44 you know, minutes ago, PJ just put a picture up on Facebook of him and Kevin Nash.
Too sweet. So wait, when you go ECW, where, like, do you have, like,
usually, like, old stuff, like Eastern.
Like,
93,
really?
92. I found Kodiak Bear on ECW.
We watched that at Legends of the Ring at, like, 2 o'clock
yes,
in the morning.
I found Gino Caruso.
Some of those shows
there.
Are tough to watch.
Oh, yeah, they are. That's why I watch them.
Why?
Eddie Gilbert's on there.
Tommy Cairo's all over the place.
Yes. The Sandman when he was a surfer.
Ugh.
Oh, it's great, dude.
God.
Oh, your favorite's on there, Matt.
Early
Terry
ECW.
Funk. Terry Funk is there, and he's the former NWA World Champion.
That's actually, I mean, I've heard it before, but I'm still amazed at how good your Terry Funk impression
well,
is.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
That's actually really good.
Matt, why didn't you buy my action figure?
Shut up.
Matt. It came with my poncho and a branding iron.
I didn't buy it. It was given to me by the Easter Bunny, Dick.
Oh, you unappreciative bastard.
Yeah, him and SD Jones. Can't wait to play with you two.
Special delivery. A hot poker in your ass.
God, who else was in early ECW?
But like, the show's format wasn't... Like, it was hardly like... It was all like...
It was terrible.
Clips.
Yeah. Well, that's what the show was. The show was just an infomercial.
Yeah.
That's where PWS got all their booking ideas when they used to run that show at like 4 a.m. You just run it as an infomercial.
Me and Matt do have a cameo on, by the way.
And if you pay attention,
TV credit.
They clipped the shit out of all those matches because they clipped out all the dog shit.
Snuka, Johnny Hotbody.
Oh shit. Johnny Hotbody was on there.
That's right.
Was the Cheetah Master there?
That's a good question. I'm only looking at the lineage of the ECW Championship, which only should go to January 7th, 2001.
Mark Henry and Jack Swagger.
No.
Wait, who was the last guy that won?
The ECW Championship?
Yeah.
Rhino.
Kane.
No.
Rhino.
No.
It was the black guy that beat Christian. What the hell was his name?
Rhino.
Ezekiel Jackson?
Yes, it was Zeke. Big Zeke won it.
Rhino.
He was the last ECW champion? The last official ECW champion?
Yeah, he beat
Zeke.
Him on the last episode. He beat Christian on the last episode. For what reason, I don't know.
That's right.
Rhino.
William Regal was also very big in ECW.
Rhino.
And so was Colin Delaney. big factor.
Vince See, you're McMahon. Talking about WWE CW.
ECW was...
No, no, no. You're talking
Kelly,
about...
Kelly, we're talking about the glory days of ECW.
Kelly Exhibitionist.
Where Braden Walker and Ricky Ortiz were incredible staples.
Matt Hardy, former ECW
That's
champion.
Right. Christian, very pivotal.
Johnny Mundo.
ECW.
The Big CM Show. Punk.
That's right.
We'll call this episode 370, Stab Kevin with a Broken Bottle. That's what we're going to call this.
Matt Stryker. Yes. Big time.
No,
player.
That's you're speaking of WWECW.
That's official lineage as far as I'm concerned.
Guys.
I don't know how to rage right now.
That's all right, so take a breath.
No.
You want to play the final song, make you feel better?
No. The final song should be at the end, stupid. That's why it's the final song.
Big Daddy really? V. R.I.P. ECW legend.
Really, Kevin?
I'm moving the bell. Really? And I'm
there's like
the-
a... So your birthday show is coming up, right?
Your
so
birthday.
There's like we
Kevin,
have a list of like
Kevin, it's your birthday.
Guys we're gonna get and slowly we're crossing those guys off and just
that's,
looking for
that's the, silly.
The worst of the worst.
That's so silly.
Zack Ryder got his start in ECW.
Having good podcast fodder is different than actual hatred.
If the guy at the liquor store will call a Lucky Seven will call him for your birthday.
I'd be honored.
Hello, Kevin's birthday. Yeah,
I'd be,
yeah, yeah.
I'd be
excellent.
Honored.
He's happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday.
He's a former ECW champion.
You buy Twisted Tea?
You watch your mouth. Salvatore Bellomo.
Big Sal Bellomo.
He lost to Jimmy Snuka in the first ever Eastern Championship
Sal
wrestling.
Bellomo. He was the one that was going to get beat up by Piper and Orndorff before the JYD saved him in the Netherlands.
Don Morocco was a champion.
Come on.
Two-time.
Of course he was. He was the man. Was Tito ever champion? Because Tito was.
Tito was.
There you go.
We're not going back. We can't talk more about Tito Santana.
Yes. We're
please,
done.
Please. Please, no more fucking. I haven't even gotten to whatever abortion you
no.
and Dave Megapower
abortion?
Talked about.
We haven't
amazing.
Talked this much about Tito Santana when we had Tito Santana
you know how many people,
on the show.
You know how many people wrote in and they were like, wow. They
how
were
many?
Amazed.
Were they all from Japan?
Seven.
Seven.
Yes.
Good. How many Seven times people. Was it Megapowers that wrote in?
Six.
Okay.
Six?
Yes.
In a row?
Hey, is Chief Nakahoma calling in, or is that ship sailed?
Good question.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Who?
You. We got time
I
yet.
I thought we were
right?
talking about the network.
Yeah, I watch ECW, and I watch some of the new shows.
What? But am I a bad guy for not watching as much
yeah,
old WCW as I should?
No, as you
why
should.
Why would that make you a bad guy?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not like...
You're not watching Mid-South. That makes you a bad guy.
I'm not watching anything. I mean, other than WWF from like the early 90s. You know what I do? I get in these ruts. Not ruts, but like these binge-watching things where I was telling Matt at the bar before the show that I watched Royal Rumble 92 along with the Bruce Pritchard watch-along. God.
I think my glasses multiplied.
A lot of spectacles.
At least I know I can break one of them then. Oh,
but I watched 92 Rumble again, which I will watch all the time because it's my favorite Rumble ever, along with the Bruce Pritchard Watch Along podcast.
Huh?
And then it automatically goes to the next Rumble once it's finished. So I watched the 93 Rumble again, which I've
Where
seen
Where do you have
times.
Time to watch these things back to back and belly to belly?
No, I didn't watch it back to back. Like, once like you're...
Oh, okay. I thought
like
you meant
your machine
like you were...
turns off and you come back on and it's there.
You were there for 3 hours and you're like, oh, look at this.
At night. It's a weekend.
That's true.
So you, I watched 93, and then I watched WrestleMania 9, which I haven't watched in a while.
Were you really disappointed that Randy Savage tried to pin Yokozuna at the end of that Royal Rumble?
That whole thing still, like, it doesn't bother me, but it's still just awkward.
Which is more awkward? The ending of 92 with Hogan pulling Sid out or the
not
end,
doing it right away?
Or the end of 93 with Macho Man covering Yokozuna?
See, Macho Man I can kind of forgive. Because,
I can't. That's ridiculous.
Because the optic, I think the whole point was that he forgot that you can't pin in a Rumble and the visual of Yokozuna pushing him from the ring
yeah,
over.
Yeah, the visual for that, sure. But then Macho Man shouldn't have hit an elbow. He should have just went for a splash.
Or
you win him 1-2-3, you lose him 1-2-3, right in the middle.
Oh, that's, right. That's the something to wrestle with soundboard.
But also, Macho Man spent, he got in the match late, but like, he didn't try to pin anyone else in the match. So, yeah. Like, why would you try to, when you're down to the last
Stupid.
Two?
I mean, and I he was maybe, Final Four the year before, which is really weird, you know?
Which is also something that I have a
do, man.
Really?
Conrad drops.
Here we go.
But which I also have a little issue with, because he eliminates himself in that match. just like Andre had in years prior.
I know. But then, they changed the
and
rules.
And then Bobby Heenan was like, it wasn't because he wasn't propelled over the rope, Monsoon. Like,
so ridiculous. It really is. It, like, even as a
God
kid.
Goddamn, Conrad, it's fucking simple.
But I watched, and then I wanted to see how they get to King of the Ring 93 from WrestleMania 9, where, you know, Hogan, they do the whole Hogan wins after Brett loses. So I want to watch.
There was that time.
I think he's trying to get me to rage as much as I made him rage.
No, it's just his time to mess with the soundboard. No, time to do this.
But I haven't watched King of the Ring 93 in a while, and I'm looking forward to seeing that again, the whole Hogan Yoko thing, which is.
Well, you saw the interview that he did when he went over to Japan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I kind of want to watch it. Like, I know all the good stuff. I want to relive, like, the stuff that I want to see if it was as bad as it was.
I was telling Kevin, we were talking about this in the car, that I watched a Coliseum home video.
Yeah.
Rampage 92, and the first match was Razor Ramon against The Undertaker.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst matches I've ever seen.
Of course it was. It was a Coliseum home video exclusive.
It was so, Undertaker was so bad. And it was in, it was on the Rampage 92, and I think they,
I forget if it was Tuesday in Texas or Survivor Series.
I'll tell you right now. I love those shows.
Undertaker and Hogan, where one ran off the ropes and they did the do-si-do past each other. Because one of them was supposed to throw a clothesline and the other was supposed to run under it, but they both ran past each other like bowing Chinamen. You know the spot I'm talking about.
Hogan and Warrior did that religiously.
Yeah.
I think Warrior did that with everybody. When it's Warrior would wrestle.
So dumb. But it was Hogan. It was Hogan.
Yeah, I know, but it's so fun. I know. I love that.
I couldn't stop laughing. Every time I see it, I lose my shit because it's so funny.
Home video classics.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. Rampage 92. It's like a awesome Western theme, right?
Yes. It was so bad.
I'm going to watch it right now.
Yeah? Are you the
during the podcast? No.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Well, it's the first match, so it shouldn't be that distracting.
Oh. Listen to Kevin on the Dumbfellas every Thursday, shiningwizards.com. Trying to plug him, dude. Get him out there.
How many times are you going to plug him?
It's our boy Kevin. You don't want to plug Kevin?
You know when plugs come.
He is watching it. What a hump.
Oh, yeah. He'll be distracted for the last 10 minutes of the show.
No, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good in the hood. Have you been keeping up on your TNA, Tony?
Nope.
Why?
I know Fall of Ba had a training session with KM.
Yeah, it was pretty comical,
fucking,
actually.
It's actually really good. It's the role Kevin Matthews is meant to play, and Fall of Ba just fucking played off of it so well. It was well done. Drake not winning the championship?
I actually like Pentagon as their champion.
I like Eli Drake as champion, and I'm biased. I've always liked the guy. I just wonder when he's getting signed. Oh, you know what we missed out on?
What?
We missed out on a fucking Scott Steiner presser last week that I heard was amazing.
Oh, really?
That's yeah.
That's a shame.
401 Mania had an article on it, just how nobody asked him about Hogan. He started going off on Hogan all over again.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He just went off the rails.
Without prompting or prodding or plugging?
Oh, of course not. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. It was pretty interesting stuff. But yeah, dude, there's another one this week. I forget who's going to be on.
Don Callis.
Okay, we gotta start getting back into this.
Yeah, it's hard, that 2 o'clock in the afternoon spot.
Oh, I get it. I get it that they're hard, but
like, I wish it was one. If it was 1 hour later, it'd be no problem. But I wonder how it works. Where like, if I call at like 1 o'clock. And I'm in the queue for a question. If I can get it out of the way at 2, then it's no problem. I can take 10 minutes out.
Give it a shot. Tomorrow.
I just couldn't.
Tomorrow? It's Wednesday? There was one on a Thursday?
I think they're all Thursday, aren't they?
I thought it was tomorrow.
You should call while you're doing the Dumbfellas. That'd be awesome.
Well, that's on Monday night, stupid. Or Thursday.
Kayfabe, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Really?
Terrible at this.
Fuck, I can't find it now. Son of a gun.
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
He's going to give you, Don Callis is going to update you on his health after the savage beating he took at the hands of Sammy Callahan. So that storyline is still going strong. They wanted to fire Sammy Callahan, but Eddie Edwards begged them not to so he could beat his ass.
So he could beat that ass.
Beat that ass, bitches.
I can't find it now. It must have disappeared way down the page now. Son of a gun.
All right. No, don't worry about it. Have you talked any New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you saw Jericho's back, right?
That's what I heard, yes.
He attacked Naito.
Naito!
And he looked like Paige when he took his mask off with the terrible lipstick and the, you know.
Wait,
the,
sorry.
Well, so now let me ask you this. Is he part of the, or is that just a gimmick? For that, just for the sneak attack.
No, they're having a match at
Dominion. No, but I mean, is he part of that stable? Oh God, I fucking know what the fuck they're, the LIJ.
No, because Naito's in LIJ.
Oh yeah,
what's LIJ?
Los Ingobernables.
Ingobernables.
They Japón.
Yes.
Never mind that.
So Jericho and Naito are having a match at Dominion on the 9th of June. I want to say is the date. So it's good to see. There you go.
Nobody's better than Jericho at working people.
Here it is. Go ahead. Hit me up with some Scott Steiner quotes.
Conan's going to be doing what he always did when we were in the NWO. He'll be carrying my bags after this match and shining my belt and my shoes, too, actually. He might come and cut my grass. I'm going to have all of them.
That's
all
just three racist.
Of them, really. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. He's talking about LAX.
Right.
Originally came out. Here. Unfortunately, that led to me. My next incarnation was working for dumbass Dixie Carter, who brought in racist Hulk Hogan and all those other guys. That's what killed it and ran it into the ground. Go ahead.
He calls Hulk Hogan racist
on the
after saying that Conan's probably going to cut his lawn.
That's why he's the best. It was all true. The piece of shit tried to get me arrested, saying that I assaulted his wife in an airport. Thank God they had cameras there. Holy fuck.
I wonder what the moderator was like during this whole time.
Holy shit. Wow. Goddamn Scott Steiner.
Goddamn, woo.
All right, anything else about Japan?
No.
Oh.
The Money in the Bank shaping up to be...
Oh, yes.
To be quite the event.
Everybody's qualifying.
Well, this is what we have so far.
Well, just to make clear, they're only doing one men's and one women's, right?
Correct.
So if you win the briefcase, you get to cash in on either champion, or are you going to be...
I guess it's your brands, but who knows?
They haven't specified.
I don't know.
This says Money in the Bank ladder match for the world championship.
But there's guys from SmackDown that qualified, no?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So...
They're all in the same match.
It's Wiki. That could be wrong.
Okay, I clicked...
No, Bobby Roode qualified from Raw.
Mm-hmm. Bobby...
I think Kevin Owens qualified.
Kevin Owens qualified last night.
Last night.
Great. A fat load and a no
Strowman and Balor are in.
Well, there you go.
The Miz is in.
The Miz. So Rusev.
Three stars.
Rusev.
And another fat
And then...
it's probably going to be another SmackDown guy.
The New Day one tonight.
Oh, yeah, so
the
they pick one of their
so
guys.
So one of their guys are going to be
Oh,
in.
Great.
I don't understand. So
Why
much...
would they do that? Why would they do that?
To create...
They did a tag
what? Controversy?
They
no.
did a tag team match. I think tonight or last week.
No, tonight.
Tonight.
That's some ECW booking shit.
Where a tag team match where the winning team could choose a member to go into the
like
match.
Like if Rocco Rock gets pinned, he loses the tag belts to Too Cold Scorpio.
Yeah, double jeopardy.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Attaches.
Do you like anything?
Come on, dude. Why not just give Big E a match and let him win and let him be in the fucking match? Why does it have to be all...
Because maybe you can create more storyline with some dissension in the New Day.
Yeah. New Day! He slipped on a pancake climbing the ladder, Cole. What are you, retarded?
Actually not bad.
They're putting syrup on the ladder. Everybody's stuck to it.
So far qualified for the women's match is Ember Moon, Alexa Jesus. Bliss, and Charlotte Flair.
Right. Alexa's
Charlotte is working with a ruptured breast
She's
implant.
Cleared, though. She's yeah, clear she's to come clear. Back.
And apparently she lost some teeth at a house show in overseas.
Who was she blowing?
What?
I don't know.
That's so rude.
Why else do women get their teeth knocked out, Kev? I ask you.
From falling on the ground, maybe?
From getting hit in the mouth?
Yes.
From being a professional wrestler?
Haven't you ever punched a woman in the face?
you were ready to insult me for going there, and then you just jumped in with both feet.
Yeah, I went domestic abuse. You went sexual assault.
Okay, which is column A, column B?
I think domestic abuse is worse. No. I mean, it's bad.
Yours
Don't
is
get
bad.
Me, hold on. Let me think.
They're both pretty fucking
well,
bad.
Well, at least you're getting something out of A. You know, B, you're getting bruised knuckles.
Well, what's,
wait, what, you, what is what is a woman getting out of A?
A surprise.
Unless she's getting it in the A.
Yeah. Neither are.
Yeah, but you don't get your teeth broken getting it in the A unless you're up against the head.
Well, you might.
If you might.
You never know where you are. You're not on a comfy bed.
If you're biting the pillow.
Could be on a roller coaster.
Up against the car.
A car.
Neither are funny.
How many?
Yeah, we should really make jokes about this.
How much ass fucking do you do up against a car?
Well, clear. It's sexual assault, Tony. It's not a romantic night out.
Put it in the pop.
No SVU episode is ever like
or SUV.
No, stupid SVU, Special Victims Unit.
Yeah, but it was up against the SUV. Don't you get it?
All right. I'll give him that after the explanation.
Come on, that was good.
It's never like on a like bed with some rose petals on it. It's like in an alley in a park.
Dad, he knocked out my teeth. Woo!
You gotta stop laughing.
And then she hugged Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey, and they all went.
There you go.
They all skipped home.
They all flicked each other's beans, and they had a fucking daisy chain around the locker room.
Is it crazy that Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are getting a bigger?
They were tossing each other. They were tossing salads all in a row. They call it catering. Y'all going to catering, sugar?
Is that what the daisy train is?
Yes. Except Mickey James starts it off because she's got the roast beef sandwich.
Wow.
What?
No, I've never heard that phrase before.
Daisy chain?
Yeah.
That's what it is when you got a bunch of munchies all in a row.
Wait. Daisy chain or crazy train?
Yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Matt lost.
I'm sorry.
So this is going off the rails on a daisy chain.
It's called a daisy chain.
Daisy chain. Here we go.
Never heard.
That's the name of the episode.
Right, let's Google it here.
We're going to have a lot of new female listeners this week.
You think so?
Daisy chain? Absolutely.
It's going to be low life Louie.
Wait, read it.
I'm going to Urban Dictionary.
Here. I don't want to know.
No, we want to know. Of course we want to know.
All right. Daisy chain. Often found in porn. A phenomenon where multiple females participates performing cunnilingus on each other.
Cunnilingus?
In a circular formation permitting each participant to both give and receive oral sex simultaneously.
Oh, good for them.
Here's your example. Use it in a sentence. Oh, there's a part two.
There's a sentence. Two.
These sorority girls often daisy chain on the weekends for cash. Interesting. Here's the second
words are hard.
Definition of daisy chain. Partner A is sucking off or eating out partner B, who is sucking off or eating out partner C.
This disgusts
you? And so
you?
On until the final person is sucking off or eating out partner A. Partners can be gay, lesbian, or straight. The daisy chain is a favorite party game at large orgies. All right.
Yeah. You really have to have games at an orgy?
There's a lot.
Isn't the purpose of the orgy? You have to actually...
You got to spice it up.
You got to spice it up with games when you're just doing the same thing that you went there to do. Kevin, it just has a title.
Kevin just likes to go to the orgy and get down to business. He's not looking to double his money or anything.
I'm here for the gangbang.
At the gangbang. Yes, it is.
There we go. We got a John Valby reference in here.
We got the name of the episode.
Well, we are the Shiny Wizard.
Don't cut it short, Tony. Jesus.
That was me. Oh.
That was a joke. Thanks. Here, drink every time we have to explain a joke. Drink every time Tony wishes he was a part of the turnbuckle throwbacks. Drink every time I have my period. There you go. Drink every time someone farts or queefs into the phone.
What if you queef during a daisy chain?
Well, that sounds like a terrible time for the partner A.
There's got to be a name for
going it. Going off the rails on a daisy chain. How rude of you.
Daisy.
Don't know who Randy Rhodes is.
That's a good.
There was a independent wrestling show around the corner from my house Saturday night.
UPWA.
Yeah, but I had to work. I was very upset.
Au revoir?
Yeah, I was upset. I could have seen CPA.
Love CPA. I saw
CAQ.
Love
CAQ. Oh, there was a Geno show down the block 2 weeks ago as well.
How rude.
I know. I forgot. I didn't
really
got
to start pounding the pavement and going to these shows.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe not.
Why not? Well, we need to make our presence felt.
That's right.
Yes. Hey, the assholes.
If you
want to
make your presence felt, you go to prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. You can pick up one of our amazing t-shirts. And you know what? I think Matt Creepy Clown Face is going to be a t-shirt.
Mm. I like it.
It is super embarrassing, but you know what? I think it would make a hysterical t-shirt, and I would love to see somebody wear it. Just me and my giant nipples and my death bat tattoo.
Hashtag Daisy Chain.
And Matt will call you if you buy the shirt.
Did you put in the thing with the phone number?
No.
People can leave.
You have to tell people to leave their phone number when they order in the comment section.
No,
crazy.
When I buy a shirt from the Bruce Pritchard store,
yeah,
there's a spot where I could put my phone number in.
Through PayPal?
No.
I don't know how to set that up, dude, because it all goes through fucking, whatchamacallit?
Pro Wrestling Tees?
Yeah, all right, I'll figure it out.
All right, I'll figure it out. I'm Tony, and I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
Fucking queef and twat waffle.
I want to be part of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I'm campaigning to be a member of the Rant Hall of Fame.
This is why the shows go longer than 2 hours.
Why? No, the shows go longer than 2 hours is because they're good.
Because you stammer and stutter, and we have to start your sentences over every time.
Nobody's perfect.
I didn't say you were, Mr. Perfect. Kevin, you got any plugs?
I guess it is time to pull this train into the station. We are fast approaching 9 o'clock, and if we go to 9:01, Tony turns into a pumpkin, and then we can come back here next week.
I match my house.
There you go.
There you
go. At least you admit that your house is an ugly color.
I love that color, bro.
Do you?
Yes,
I do. Does it remind you of the vagina lips?
It reminds me of being in Curacao in a warm, happy place, like a vagina.
A vagina?
Yes. A daisy-chained vagina with some other bitch's breath, like, all over it.
Oh.
That sounds kind of gross.
Ah.
Mm. Ah, okay. Terrific.
Hey.
We are the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Yes, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Wizards Podcast. If you're not following us on Facebook, give us a like on the page. Tony has been slaying it with topics and stuff on there.
Yes.
I've been much more absent from everything because I spend my days slinging the pizza.
Spend my days slinging pizza
on the go. Oh, okay.
You're which is what you jerk offs like to, you know. Oh, well, Matt's at the pizza store.
The pizza store.
Hand jobs.
The pizza store, Maddie. Matt's at the pizza store.
But that's where you can follow us. You can talk to us. You can send us tweets. We are gearing up for Kevin's birthday bash. It's going to be a special show. Monday, June 11th. Most likely from Studio B because we can get loud and rowdy and raucous there.
Yeah, because we didn't have a great time for my birthday show.
We had a great time for your birthday
show. It was an amazing show.
But
I don't know
you are the one with the child and the
you
wife.
You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
Wait, so Tony's not going to be at the birthday show?
No, I think, well, if you want to do it here, we could do it here.
I thought you were doing it on a Monday.
Yeah, we're doing it on a Monday.
All right, we got to talk about this when we're done then.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this when we're done. June 11th, mark it on your calendar. Be sure to listen live. We're going to have a loaded show for Kay Garf.
I like how you fucking said loaded, talking about Kevin's show.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
What?
Kevin's the last of the Wizards to have his birthday celebration, and we always have a good time, and I'm sure we'll get drunk. And
oh,
sure
we didn't open Christmas presents. We still have Christmas presents.
Yeah, I still have Christmas presents at home that I have to bring to.
Oh, fuck me.
We could do it on his birthday.
And now for the coup de grace.
R.I.P. Big Billy Busick, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
we talked about that last
briefly
week.
Briefly touched upon it last week. That's fine. You and Dave talked about it, but I can share the stories where I talked to him. But no, never mind. You just want to go home.
Spend my days.
Send home. Listen next to the rant. They got a Hall of Fame that's worth about 2 pounds of dog shit. What can you plug him again, please?
Oh, Jason Sands, Jason S-A-E-N-Z, jasonsands.com. He's on the Facebook. Give him a like. What was the album called? I don't even remember.
You're the one that downloaded it.
Oh, fuck. Now I got to figure it out. Give me 1 second. I'll give him a proper plug. Go check it out. The album is called Chokeslam My Heart. It's a touching album.
And is it available on iTunes, Stitcher? Where can you get?
Bandcamp. That's where I got it. I'm sure it's available in other places, but go ahead. Whatever.
Did you play all the songs from it?
That was it. There's only 9 songs.
Oh, you played 9 songs already?
Fuck yeah, dude.
JasonSands.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, that's the music. He's also got his regular website, JasonSands.com. Apparently, he's a comedian. Kevin knows him. So he's in the Shining Wizards family, whether he wants to be or not. And that's that. Kev, any plugs?
May 23rd. That is a Wednesday. Free comedy at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey. That's the home of me and Matt's pre- and post-game for the Shining Wizards. It's also the home of the Dumb Fellas podcast. Proud member of the Shining Wizards Network. We're going to have John Moses from Gotham Comedy Live on Access TV and also SiriusXM Satellite Radio, along with Andrew Lee, who's regularly at New York Comedy Club, Comic Strip Live, and Grizel Cabrera.
Fun free comedy outside in front of the stars. So under the stars, rather. So come out. It's free. It's awesome. A lot of the guys from Hustle Pro have been to the show. A lot of the Wizards have gone to the show. So check it out. That's all I got for now. Follow the Dumb Fellas podcast, too.
Awesome. Dumb Fellas on Thursdays on the Shining Wizards Network. Don't forget. Stay tuned. The Rant is coming up on The Rant. I don't know how that happens, but good night, everyone.
Hall of Fame sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because you put mega powers in of all the fucking losers in the world. It's a fucking dude with some Asian fetish.
Is this Destruction's theme?
Sorry,
no.
Drew.
This is CM Punk's.
We love you. Stay tuned.
No,
up
we
next.
Don't love you. Who do you love?